I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid coins. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hey there, prank call fans. Have you ever wanted to watch Carlito accuse a competing gas station of slant drilling? Or have you ever wanted to see Carlito do job interviews that leave people wondering if they just talked to an insane person? If so, then you should watch the new hit prank call video series, Calls of Mass Confusion. That's right. It's all the prank calls you could ever want, but with the whole thing being recorded on video. Watch as Carlito and the gang get people to do shopping sprees, get people to sell them their piss, and accuse jewelry shops of selling blood diamonds. If you're not already watching, you should catch up, because in just a few short weeks, you get to watch Jihad and his camera crew go to jail. So go to YouTube, look up Calls of Mass Confusion on the Jesus in a Dump Truck channel, and subscribe today. That is Calls of Mass Confusion on the Jesus in a Dump Truck channel. Watch, laugh, like, and share today. Carlito commands it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, for those in attendance and fans watching around, live!
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Oh, yeah, hey, this is Carlito.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
All right, and you have the wine and everything?
Yes, we sell wine.
Good, good. And so did you get, you exchange there some kind of payment? Yeah, you exchange some kind of payment there. Is that how it works?
What do you mean by exchange payment?
Well, you know, I give a payment and then I exchange for durable goods.
It's like any store. You make a purchase and then you pay for it. It could be, we do take credit cards and we do take cash.
All right. Are you FIFO or LIFO?
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Ginger, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was calling earlier. I was talking to the old lady.
Okay.
And I think she went to go get the fat girl, she said, to answer my questions about the business.
You went to go get who?
The fat girl, she said.
Okay, what's your question? Did you put us on hold?
I got put on hold, so I called on another line. It was a long time.
Okay, then let me hang up on that line so that we can...
Oh, you want me to, you want to go back there? How about we go back there, okay? Hello? Hey. I'm going back and forth between the lines and it's the same. It's in real time. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
thanks
I was.
For holding. How
I,
can I help you?
I went back to the other line like you said. Ginger? Is this Ginger?
Okay, what can I help you with?
All right, yeah. Well, are you the fat girl that was supposed to help me out?
No, I'm not the fat girl. What can I help you with?
Yeah, I was wondering about the, if you guys were FIFO or LIFO.
What is FIFO? First in, first out?
Yeah, and then last in, first out.
Yeah, we are FIFO.
You're first in, first out? Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
So you rotate the stock how often?
We rotate it daily.
Daily?
As we stock.
I don't mean just fronting it, just two, I mean, do you go two forward, two bottles forward, or how do you do it?
Usually just all forward and then to the back. Can I ask who's calling?
Oh, yeah, this is Cross. I was going to come in, but I needed to make sure this is the right kind of place, you know?
This is who?
The Cross. My name is Cross. I'm at the casino.
And you work with?
I'm in a casino. I'm staying at the casino machine.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And so what did you need help with?
Yeah, because I just need to make sure of some things. So you're FIFO, and you say you guys don't block there the bottles. You don't go too forward. You go all of them forward?
Yeah.
And what do you mean to the back?
What are you looking for? Because when you come in, we can have somebody help you.
Well, there's a few things, but I mean, I already called once, and the old girl said that I had to talk to she's going to go get the fat girl.
I'm sorry, but to call people old and fat, that's kind of disrespectful.
Well, she said that. I didn't say that. She said, "Oh, I'm the old girl." Like, "Oh," I started laughing. We were laughing. And she said, "I'm going to go get the fat girl." Okay, I'm like, okay, thanks.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Okay.
Hi, this is John.
Hey, big guy. How you doing?
Good. What can I help you with?
Yeah, I was talking to the fat girl about the, if you guys
I don't think we need to talk, continue this conversation. Thanks
okay,
very much
the
call,
first
though.
Lady,
great.
The
bye.
First lady said that to me. Cool. Hi, I'm Carlito. This is Madhouse Radio Machine. It is Black Monday. Yeah. Let me try to call Matt Hillock. I think he was around. Ringing Matt fucking Hillock and he's not answering Matt.
Hey, buddy,
hip,
what's
hip,
up?
Hip, how you doing?
All right, how you doing, man?
No, I'm good. Hep, I'm doing prank hep. Calls. I just did a prank
oh,
call.
Oh, you're doing the show?
Yeah.
Hep.
Oh,
hep.
Damn it. You know what? I guess what I brought out.
What?
I brought it out.
Oh, I don't know where mine is.
I want to do some train whistle calls, so let's... I've only done one call so far. Let's call him back and just blow the whistle.
Doop, doop.
Yeah, hi. I got to take the train. Over there to your place. What stop are you guys at?
Right up your caboose.
Hello?
Hello. Caboose.
That big... Can I talk to a big ginger, please? Alright, whatever. Hello? Oh, we're on speakerphone? Fucking shit. fuck shit. Cunt. Cock.
What are you people doing working on MLK Day?
Gotta have your liquor on MLK Day, huh?
That's all those people drink, you know?
Yeah, whatever, dude. Put them on hold. Hey!
Tiny Chat's not letting me sign in. What the fuck?
Oh, come on, get in that Tiny Chat, man. Alright, look, let's call another business. I got them still connected here.
Do you go in what? Prank Call Nation one?
I had it up, but I didn't stay in there.
I'll go in there.
You want to do that one? Or
because, sure.
But you have yours all hooked up, right?
I can't. I'm having trouble logging in right now.
Oh, gee. Yeah, all right. We're at Prank Call Nation.
Thank you for calling. This is Dixie. How may I help you?
Hi, Big Dixie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you the fat girl?
Of course, it's Big Dixie.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, we're supposed to see if you guys have a certain size in men's sport coats. Do you have sport coats any in there at all?
We do have sports clothes in here.
All right, do you have one for him?
Not sports clothes, sports coats.
Sports coat, like a nice blazer, you know, Ralph Lauren?
Like classy,
yes, we do.
With the K.
Do you have any Ralph Lauren or Karl Kanai or something like that?
I am not sure.
Oh, man. You guys get good stuff here, too, right? Is this a good area?
Yes.
Is this a good area? Like, who donates? Like, a lot of white people and stuff? Or is it a lot?
I have no idea.
Well, if you had to guess.
Probably.
A lot of white people.
Really?
Good, good.
No, because
sure.
Then where's the Karl Kanai?
Yeah. Oh. Hey, so I'm a choo-choo train, okay? I'm a choo-choo train. I'm coming over there, all right? What stop are you?
We're on Neyland, Virginia.
All right, here we go. Everybody, Neyland, Virginia.
Everybody on. Get aboard the train.
See you.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye, honey. You want to stay on?
Thank you.
You want to hang out with us on the phone for a little bit?
We need friends.
Oh, man. Really?
Okay, thank you.
Are you pretty? Are you pretty?
Maybe.
Oh.
Is a yes.
Can you try touching your elbows behind your back for me?
No, I'm working.
Oh.
I gotta go.
All right, bye. Have a check out.
Thank you.
Nice
God
big,
bless.
Nice bust on you.
God bless. God bless. Okay, let's see. Mammy cam.
Thank you for calling. Please choose from the following options. For our fax number, directions,
dude, you know that one monkey video I'm making, Carlito? The big fat Carlito.
For last pickup,
whatever. It's only percent acquisition phase, and then it has to go through a rendering phase after that.
Please press 9 to speak with a team member for questions.
I know, dude. I think maybe it made it actually slower because I did three-hour ones at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yesterday I just did some 10-minute ones, and it took them forever.
Thank you for calling FedEx Office. How may I help you? Hi, FedEx.
Hello?
FedEx. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hey, is this...
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's cool. Hey, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here right now. I was just come down. I'm here. I'm on the phone talking to you. I'm here.
Okay.
Did you have that?
Yes.
You had to have that? Okay. How many come in there in it?
What are you asking?
The paper? The papers? That you make?
You need a ream of paper?
Well, you know how you guys make the paper go there? Make it go?
The printer?
Well, yeah, the machine that goes. The paper machine.
So you're are you trying to get something printed?
Well, yeah, I need to have something put in the paper machine and then come out of the back of it to make paper like making paper babies.
Okay.
All right. And how do they go?
Is this
No, how do they go though? Like how it goes? Like what do I do to make it go?
Dude, that was so nice.
I'm not sure heard that.
I liked the yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. Oh, sharing a group. You didn't share this in Prank Call Nation yet, did you?
The group, no. Just on the.
I'm doing it right now. Oh no, I accidentally put it to President Trump's dank meme stash. We don't want that.
Or web address to place an online.
Or maybe we do.
Please press 1.
Shut up back there. Fuck. You shut up right now. I'm sorry. Mama Hellock, I'm sorry. She needs to get that peppermint oil.
I wonder if...
Thank you for calling. This is Danny. How may I help you?
Yeah, what stop are you on?
What stop are we on?
Yeah.
All aboard.
Matt Hellock shooting flares off. Oh.
Oh man, dude, did you see those pictures?
Yeah.
Man, I got on this like giant freight train that had no box cars. It was all the low cars.
I didn't understand looking at it. I was like, why is it like? But it was, I saw the flare and I was like, oh, that's definitely GTA 5. But
yeah, like yeah. It was like, so it was just the engine and then like all the low cars. And so I was just kicking it on that thing for quite a while. And then like I went in like one of the fake 7-Elevens and just started shooting everything on the shelves. And the guy was all scared and like cowering, and I shot everything around them. Like the whole store got ruined.
That's why, you know, someone would do that. Cause even in that movie where the guy with the baseball bat, he didn't even do that much. He didn't stand there for an hour, you know?
Yeah.
What's that guy?
Well, Falling Down. Yeah, with Michael Douglas.
So, yeah, you were shooting up 7-Eleven GTA 5. What's the group? Is it there's a...
Is it RBCP?
Is it PLA Radio? I think the
yeah,
symbol
I think
is
it's
RBCP.
PLA Radio.
Yeah, but the symbol, the code is RBCP, like the, you know, the little...
Yeah,
the handle for it, motherfucker. Train us! So, check that out if you're on that machine, GTA 5.
Yeah.
We get on there sometimes, we do crimes together and stuff. It's real cool.
Yeah, and I like to help.
Yeah, I mean, you
say I'm helping,
but you're like, you know, the rat. You know, you're like, oh, squirrel, and you run away. And we're like, all right, Matt, we kind of needed you.
No, yeah, I'm a raccoon. I'm not a squirrel.
No, you're like, ooh, jet ski. See you guys later. Good luck. supposed to bring
I
the
get
weed
what you say.
To the
yeah,
boat.
Yeah,
yeah.
Say it. I get that. I get easily distracted by like, oh, hey,
hello?
There's no cars on this road.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. This is Blake. How can I help you?
Is this just temporary work? Is it mostly construction? I see where you guys are by the so I see why.
Yeah, we're by the
yeah. Do you get a lot of those kind of those people?
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's working outside, like roofing, construction,
Beaners.
Anything like that. Mostly Carhartt stuff here, jackets. We got, like, steel-toe boots and stuff like that.
Oh, you got the boots for me there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I need breathers, and I only work with a good firm, all right?
For breathers?
Yeah, I need rebreathers, and I need the good shit, you know?
I'm not sure quite what you're talking about when you say breathers. There,
well,
though.
If I'm going to work on some...
It's a work store.
Yeah,
because
that shit makes you itch, you know, when you work on it.
Yeah. What kind of outfit?
I don't know if we have what you're talking about when you say breather.
Yeah, well, you have breathers there, like if you're going to work with fiberglass and shit, you're going to be painting shit. No, motherfucker.
Oh, no, like a face mask or something like
yeah.
that? No, we don't have anything like that.
What the fuck? All right, so that's first of all, you got to throw that in. I mean, we got to negotiate that, so that's going in. What about parking? Is that included?
Say that again?
What about parking? Is that shit included?
Yeah, man, we got free parking.
Free parking, all right. And, like, the...
Hey, how long can we keep our RV there?
To be honest, I don't know what the...
Well, you know how, like, let's just stay there, so we can set up camp, right?
I don't think they'll let you do that, man.
And we've been at for, like, 3 weeks now, and, like, the manager came out and said, hey, you boys are real nice, you're cool and all, I mean, you've been watching, but, you know, my boss just came down from Bentonville and said, you guys got to move, you can't be on here.
Those fuckers in Bentonville, yeah. I tell you.
But he was pretty cool because he gave us, like, a loaf of French bread and one of those rotisserie chickens. So that, he was like, hey, guys, I'm sorry.
That was
good.
That was mighty white of him.
Yeah, and he let us use his discount on the gas at the gas station at the... It was nice. He was a real nice
hey,
guy.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but so, yeah, I mean, we'll do some work here and there, but what we're more looking for is we need a place to leave the RV, you know, and you know, drain the shit out of the toilet tank.
I don't think they have a setup like that here in this parking lot, man.
Oh, as long as there's a storm drain anywhere, we're fine.
You just fill the storm drain up?
That's all we need is a storm drain. Yeah.
You've seen Christmas Vacation. You know how that shit's always funny.
You know,
the Merry Christmas
is shitter's full.
Like, every day when I'm out emptying it, like, this one's standing in the RV doorway saying, hey, is the shitter full? And I do it. Like, the wah, 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 wah. It's a riot, the whole thing.
Yep. Yeah, we have a good time, man. We sit back, you know, we're cool. We'll watch things, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So what you got? You got any roofing? We do roofing. We do that.
Well, I mean, wait.
We get up there together with the silly mops, and we slap each other with the mops, the hot mops up there.
Slapping around with the hot mops.
Yep.
This guy, the wife gets up there making off like she knows what's going on.
Yeah,
fired her up the fucking roof too.
Yeah, this guy, we were doing his roof and we were up there, you know, working, we were playing around and stuff. And his wife got up there on the roof. She got on our ladder, got on the roof, was yelling at us and telling do this, do that. And the husband came up, was like, you motherfucker, like that, and he fucking threw her right off the top of the roof. Yeah, he was like, out of here. He kept saying, out of here, out of here. She went to the pool. They had a pool, like, behind the kitchen area. So that's
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, she
thank
didn't
God,
know that. He,
that would have
he
been
knew, but
situation.
She was, yeah, she didn't know until she hit water, you know. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, that shit makes you itch, though. All right?
I got to hit the job. I'll BRB.
All right. He's
gonna but make sure that he's got different size breathers for us.
Yeah. Are you still there, buddy? Buddy. Hey, buddy. You still there? Whatever.
Sorry, what?
Why'd you go away for so long? Why?
I have a customer here. Buddy.
You have customers? You have people working. Whatever. Just settle down.
Thank you for calling this. For store hours and directions, press 1. If you know the 3-digit extension of the person you are trying to reach, press 2. To speak to an associate in one of our store departments, press 3. If you're calling for...
Yeah.
1. For lumber and building materials, press 2.
Shut up.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. Your call is very important to us, but all associates are busy at this time assisting other callers.
Happy people.
Please remain in the line and your call will be answered by the next available associate. How may I help you?
Happy people.
What was that?
Yeah, hey, I was calling to check the status in the parking lot. What's going on out there? How is it?
How the parking lot is?
Yeah, there are a lot of, are any of those people out there waiting, looking for jobs? So I come by, pick them up. You know those people?
Oh, give me 1 second.
Alright.
What store is that?
You have to wait.
Thank you for calling. Where we buy, sell, and trade you near the
Scott. Hi, do you have someone?
What's that?
Do you have someone who can answer some questions about sound recording equipment?
I'm liking the name Genuine Chocolate Face. That's funny.
Audio, how may I help you?
Well,
Doug, how may I help you?
Yeah, hey, you got that Behringer shit?
It depends on which one you're talking about.
Well, what do you got? Because that shit makes you itch. What do you got?
I got the Zenik.
You got, yeah?
The X there.
Yeah? How many buttons does it have on that?
At least 20.
All right. Would you have this one right here?
I got this one right here?
Yeah.
I got this one right here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you have this one here that I'm showing you, though?
Yeah, we've got that in stock.
Oh, you got this one here? Okay, what about this one?
No.
All right, how much is that one?
$230.
All right, and this one?
I'm sorry?
And this one here?
Which one?
Hey, look at me when I'm talking to you, asshole. What about this one here?
Oh, that one.
Yeah. You're doing that with your phone to make it sound like you're disconnecting.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
You're muting the phone off and on to make it sound like you're disconnecting, so I hang up.
Oh, that was all natural.
No, you're trying to find a way out. You're trying to find an out to the call. Yeah, right.
It's my voice.
Oh, I'm talking, just keep hitting the mute button. Look, I hit the mute button. I'm witty.
That sounded far more artificial than mine.
Nah, because you're doing it fast and you're on the phone.
No, I'm not. I'm on speakerphone.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, big hairy cock, pussy, vagina, cunt?
There's no one back here.
Fuck. God damn it.
What kind of weird little room are you in?
Yeah, well, did you
answer the question answer room?
Why are you asking, like, yeah, this one here, and you're like, just, you don't even have it there. Why are you saying you had the Behringer whatever? What was you said you had?
I'm sorry?
You said you had something in front of you?
Yeah, I got the, and I got the Ford, but I don't have the.
You're still doing it, asshole. Fucking asshole.
Dick deck.
What is it? Hang on. I got to tell my friend. He's the one interested in it. We're messing around, man, but he needs it. He's a recorder. Hey, what's up, man? So, I got that. When he let you know, yeah, what was that? Which one? The Behringer what?
The 350, I believe.
Yeah. Hey,
Yes,
yeah. Oh, hey, yeah, it's the Behringer 350. I threw up on the roof over there. I threw a bottle of tequila and a Behringer 350.
I don't have any Behringers.
Huh?
It's a Harbinger.
Oh, it's a Harbinger, then.
Harbinger. Yeah. Like a Harbinger of doom?
Yeah, are you there, guy?
Pronounced Harbinger.
I'm still here.
Yeah, I need access to your roof. Do you have the key for the ladder on the side?
Come on up, bud. Yeah, that's not gonna happen, buddy. Sorry.
Oh, come on, motherfucker, you.
We gotta get up. We got a political statement to say.
Are you boys a spoof or goof or a gaff on
me? Who are you calling boy?
A goof or a gaff?
A couple of spoofers, huh?
Yeah, that's us, yeah.
It's a wind-up call,
Doug.
My friend.
United Phone Punkers.
We got some spoofers and goofers.
United Phone Punkers. Hashtag United Phone Punkers.
Hashtag spoofers and goofers. God damn, is that good.
I have a question for you. Are you guys soul skaters?
Are we what?
Do you guys skate for your soul, or do you do it for the money, for sponsorship?
Skate?
Skate?
Yeah, you boys soul skaters or what, bro?
Whatever, bro. I don't fucking skate. That sounds like some fairy shit to me. How old are you? Fucking 16 or something?
Are you a soul skater, man?
I think it's some kind of, probably, it's got to be some kind of faggoty shit, like an insult that we don't get.
Yeah, the fucking 80s teenage skating thing was fucking stupid and gay. It got replaced with freaking goth, all right? Just imagine the kind of people that it gravitated to later when it became not so much in vogue.
Hey, I used to skate, yo.
Yeah, but how old were you? How old were you?
13.
Ah, okay. This guy's like, oh, you guys are skaters? I love skating.
But like I say, he's talking about soul skating.
Fucker, stop calling me boy, man. I'm being serious. And I'm not fucking black. Don't call me boy.
I'm sure it's something like sounding with a fucking Bic pen or some shit. Like, you gotta be in a faggot to know what it is.
You guys ever hear that one goof?
Go ahead, regale us.
Spoofers and goofers. Man, that's good. Tell me
what
a good
couple of goofers and gaffers you are.
All right, be quiet for a second. When I say be quiet, you shut up, all right?
Okay, sorry, Doug.
Yeah, okay. You're right. Hey, what's up, man?
Thank you for calling.
Hey, how you boys doing? How you boys doing there?
Please. I'm sorry, something happened with the phone.
You know, how you boys doing? How you boys doing?
House, please.
That's what you had? That's what you brought? Boss, please.
There's a customer, so I had to take it off speaker.
So it's an inside
fucking joke. Alright, look, man, I gotta go, alright? It's good talking to you, though.
It was a good goof on the gas.
Encyclopedia Dramatica shirt for the win. That's how you know a fucker's classy when he rocks an ED shirt.
All right, disconnect that fucking guy. You can't say boy to people like that.
They really got your goat for real. Dude, what do you say, spoofers and goofers, right? I gotta fucking type that shit down. Spoofers, right?
Hello?
Spoofers and goofers.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey. Yeah, okay.
Yes?
Yeah, how you boys doing?
Good.
Yeah? You got any nice boys over there? See, you can't say boys to people.
Hey,
what?
Can you please send me the number of that spooker and goofer guy?
Oh, yeah, it was a...
Yeah. Because that's definitely going to be a party time. All
right. Copy. And I go to paste over here. Got numbers from Parkman Machine.
Nice. Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land. Happy MLK Day.
Yeah. Happy MLK Day, motherfuckers.
Thanks, man. Let me see. I wonder if I try to call it or something, if it'll just save them. Anyway, I'll get it at the end of the...
Yeah.
Remind me. Hello? Dude, that spoofers and goofers cracks me up, man.
Hang on. You gotta let me hear the calls, man.
Sorry.
Spoofers. And
oh, this is Jessica. How can I help you?
Hey, sexy. How you doing?
Good. And yourself?
I'm pretty good. Horny, yeah.
How can I help you?
Can I talk to Meats, please?
Yeah, hold on one moment.
Hey, I'm a choo-choo train. Okay.
There's a guy there named Meats?
Yeah. That's it.
What kind of place is this?
Calling home. Meat department. This is Brittany speaking.
Oh, is this big Brit? Are you the fat girl?
No.
Oh, they said they were going to transfer me to the fat girl and Meats. That was weird. I don't want to talk to. I don't think I've ever really pranked.
I thought it was some place, and he said, can I talk to Meat? Like, I thought there's a guy, you know what? Oh, there was a guy named Meat and Porky's.
What was there?
Right? Yeah.
I don't think I've seen. I know Porky's. Yeah. I know about it.
I think it wasn't it. Glenn? I don't know. Chat.
I saw Porky's too. It wasn't that good.
Yeah, I think there was a dude named in one of those. Dude, Spookers and Goofers is cracking me up.
Thank you for calling.
La 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 la.
Our hours of operation.
Shut up.
Good afternoon. This is Judy. How can I help you?
Hey, Judy. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Judy. How you doing?
anything I can help you with?
Yeah, yeah. I was calling to see how the action is there today. How's the heat? How's things going?
I think you have a wrong number.
It's sports.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I imagine you guys don't get that busy at this time, right?
We're fairly busy.
All right. With your bathroom, is it in the front of the store or in the back?
I'm sorry?
Is your bathroom in the front of the store or like in the rear of the store area? How would I get to it?
Forgive me. What is this in reference to?
Oh, just when I get there, I need to, you know, you make toilets. So I'm just wondering if you
can. And we got to get in there quick.
Yeah. Hello? Where's your toilets at? God damn that guy.
It's like pulling teeth. Just trying to get, let's see. Lunch lady says, give the love to the show tonight. All right, buddy.
Yeah, lunch lady.
Lunch lady, you rock on, bud.
Yeah, Farty's here.
Do I got to click on him? Or
no, Artie's here. He should be Artie.
Oh, he's not, like, he's blue. Like,
yeah,
am I hosting this?
No, I am. I am the host. You're okay. Good, you're good, man.
What?
Just
okay.
Sit there and be
okay.
Pretty, all right? And okay. tinychat.com/prankfoundation.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Is anyone else in there? Or are these
looking
people?
Justin's in there, looking all good with this big fat Carlito shirt.
I want at least five people in there right now, or I'm going to shut the show. I'm staying right now.
Dead Dealus is there. Oh, there's they're not a cam, but there's Genuine Chocolate Face, there's Rusty Cars, and Ted Cruz in there as well.
Is that 10 yet?
1, 2, 3. No, it's just 6.
All right. Well, need 4 more people there before the next prank call finishes, or they're going to end the show early. You guys need to be helping Matt out with the Prank Call Nation Tiny Chat. And his own one, too, which is Zax Intel, right? Or is it Party Time?
Yeah. It's Zax Intel. I'm just not there right now. I was trying to log in. It's so stupid, you know, because, like...
It's pain in the bitch, isn't it?
Like, it's such... Dude, I just went through this giant thing with Tiny Chat, like, a couple days ago. Like, this giant sign-in bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Did you change your password structure?
No, but, like, it's not doing my automatic... Like, you know, most websites I go to, like, it saves everything of mine. So I just type in H and it pulls up Pill X666, and then I'm like, ba ba ba. It knows the password. Like, it's just acting dumb.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, I need to make an order.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie. I need to make an order for one gasoline.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Well, I'm coming, so I want to make sure it's ready, you know, when I get there. I need one gasoline.
What do you mean by this ready?
I want it to be fucking ready when I get the fuck over there, Banchot. I want the gasoline to be ready.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not out of my mind. I don't want to deal with dirty people making me wait longer than I have to. I want the gasoline. Fast gasoline, goddammit.
Just go somewhere else and fuck yourself.
You go somewhere else.
You need that gasoline? What is this? Like, I'm looking at your, like, link, and people are like, so what's the big announcement? He retired from not doing shows?
No. I was just joking. I didn't mean that.
It's just what?
This is what
good.
I just see who responds.
You just chill the water.
Yeah, because I like to see what response I'm getting from social media, whichever avenue is. So that one I only put on Mixlr, I believe. I was wondering how many people say, oh, wow, they're actually paying attention. It's being read there. That's all. It's a lie. There's no announcement. I don't know. Unless something happens.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is, I don't know. When I opened the blinds today and saw that the like building across the way was totally empty, I was like, is there something going on in downtown Chicago? And they evacuated and didn't tell me.
Yeah.
And then I thought, no, it's MLK. So all these people aren't working. But it's like weird. You know, usually I open that shit and it's just full of people, like, doing computer stuff and doing stuff. And I was like, what the fuck is going on, man? It's like some 28 days later shit.
Yeah. Do you believe the rumors that MLK was bisexual? And there's that
I would hope so.
Hoover recorded audio, has a tape of him, I guess.
I've heard about that. Yeah,
it,
maybe.
It was him having...
Oh my God, he is.
He was having bisex with a white hooker and was yelling, I'm not a nigger tonight, and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I've heard, like, some... I've never heard the tapes, but I've heard of, like, you know, that they're around type thing. But yeah, sure. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I bet he was cool, man. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, I was wondering if he'd be, you know, pro, you know, gay rights and stuff or not. I think he would.
Yeah,
man. I think he would.
Yeah, I think he's kind of like. I think he's like the Digital Underground song, you know, do what you like. Ooh, ooh. Yeah. I see guys and girls dancing. Ooh, ooh, do what you like. We got 13 people in the room now.
There we go. Yeah. The show is saved. Yep. Hep. All right. See, hep at this guy.
Hep. 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 Dun, dun.
Hip.
Take no watch.
Hip.
Hello?
Come front right now. Come front right now. Huh? Come front me. Alright, whatever, he's done.
That is like, that's such a weird, specific, like, insult thing. Like, what is it? Like, have your sister come in front of me? Like, isn't that just so, like, weird?
Or something they say, like, you come in front of me, like, just come in front of me.
Something
say,
that's like, so weird, like a weird thing.
Well, I think it's like, say it to my face, but it's more of a society where
I'm
like...
I thought you're telling fuckers, like, make your sister fucking, like, finger yourself in front of you.
Oh, no,
like,
no,
that's
no.
What I thought it was. No, like, no, I think it's like... I always thought they want to kick your ass.
Like, they're, like, disrespecting your honor.
Oh, I always thought they were, like, all about semen and coming. Like, I just, like, okay.
I don't think so.
So, Carlito.
What?
We got some issues going on.
Oh, wow. Like a prank call drama?
Or already... Some, like, old lady's running her mouth about what my homie's doing.
What's he doing? Fucking Melfi Gilfs and stuff? Or what?
Oh, this is, like, next door neighbor.
Oh, hey. I got somebody we might want to add to this call. I got somebody trying to... Sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, hey. Okay, why don't you come front?
Excuse me?
Come front of me, you know?
Come in front?
Yeah, come in front of me and laugh.
Okay, there's some, you know, one of those, like, porn bots. Just, yeah. I think I got it yesterday. I went on Skype. I know this is what she types. So I will accept the thing right now.
What? You got a porn bot? You're confusing me, Matt. What's going on?
Yeah. This is, you know, like, somebody, like, wants to be my Skype friend, and this is the message it sent me.
Okay.
Hey, I did a search for male in our area, and I found out you, in case you wouldn't mind if we chat.
You will also add my Snapchat, blah, so I will send you my photo so you may know me! !! I don't like to show pic on Skype. Okay, yeah, weird, right? I don't know. So you're thinking Russian, Nigerian? What do you think?
Oh no! Hey, well, it's East the Europe? Picture and dragon. There.
It's a fake, like, picture.
Yeah. But it's offline at the moment. Like, I'm starting to get those. Know about what?
Backpage got censored by the government.
Well, Backpage agreed to stop posting adult stuff like Craigslist did a few years ago. No more massage. I think it was best known for that, but that's where they were the holdout, I think. But Craigslist has been a while. The ads still show up, but under some other type of... They're a little tame.
Dude,
more tame.
You know, like, I'm sure it's still there. Because, like, you know, Craigslist still has dog food for sale everywhere.
Hello?
We call those people.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you got them chicken machines?
Chicken machine.
Yeah, you got a few chickens there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking to get some chickens. I need some more for my flock. Are they girls or boys? I see they're nice young birds.
Both.
All right. Yeah. I need some more, like, rooster males, because I got this asshole chicken back here. You hear him back there?
Uh huh.
Yeah, he's been a real pain in the ass. He's talking back to me. He kicked his food back at me. Then he started saving his urine and feces for a whole week in a cup, and when we went to feed him the other day in the hole, he threw the cup of urine and feces in the guard's face in the barn.
He sure gassed him.
Yeah. So, yeah, we need to get some nice, some better male chickens here to come here and fuck him up, kick his ass. You know, if they could come here and fuck the hens a little bit.
Some big strong bucks.
Yeah.
Strong bucks to fuck the hens.
Your call has been forwarded. Automatic.
Nothing there. That second time. That's a number sent from Parkman. Thanks, Parkman. Parkman. So, Artie, so what? There's a woman in your neighborhood who's upset at your homeboy, as you say?
Yeah, homeboy lives like a couple blocks or so away. Uh-huh. And he's my connect. And uh-huh. I guess she's like running her mouth to all the neighbors that he's either growing or selling.
Motherfucker, why's she gonna do that?
You got her number?
No, but like my dude's like he's to the point where he's gonna have to like move.
Oh, I thought that he was gonna have to fucking put a bus a cap in her ass.
Well, who's she telling? Just other neighbors like going up to you and saying, "Oh, did you know the boy down in 234 has marijuana?" Is that what she's saying? Like the neighbors, like to the other?
Pretty much.
Oh my God! How old she is? She's like 80, 70.
I don't know about the lady. He called me, giving me a heads up because like I'm one of his like main customers, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and it's probably bullshit. That'd be a good bullshit way to get you off because you can be kind of clingy, you know, Artie.
it's just like a barrier. You're saying just yeah, a little space. Yeah. No, like, hey,
man, yeah, my, you know, the old lady here been saying this stuff, I stop caring. All right, man.
Yeah, dude, remember in Man Bites Dog when the killer guy scares that old lady to death with the gun? It's great, because, like, he's just got a film crew around him.
What kind of movie is this?
Great. It's a French black and white movie called Man Bites Dog. It's about a film crew goes around with the serial killer guy. Yeah. But it's like he goes to an old lady's place and he, like, she's really old and they're saying, like, interviewing her. And she's like, I used to be on TV. And they, because they say we're talking about old people in apartments. And then he's like, Granny Snuff, you ever been snuffed out? And puts the fucking gun in her face. And then she has a heart attack. And then he was like, this is a special case because I saw this bottle of heart medication on the table, so I know I could just scare her. And then they like go loot under the mattress. They're like, old people, they're never poor. They're never poor. They're cheap, but they're never poor. They always got money. Yeah. So it's a great movie. It's
fucking Encyclopedia Brown. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and so I was thinking about Encyclopedia Brown the other day.
Fuck that guy, right? Fucking.
Dad, like I think I used to read him when I was a kid, but I was thinking about it now. Like, that seems like some dorky little Harry Potter faggoty shit.
Yeah, like I wish Goofus would cross over and from Goofus and Gallant and beat the fuck out of him. Goofus, like, Goofus.
What was the thing? He was just like a smart kid or someone. Or like...
His dad was a cop, an investigator, I think, and he didn't work with him, but he...
Is that kind of like Inspector Gadgety? Like, was he like Penny?
Like in the secret, I don't know if Encyclopedia Brown did his stuff in secret. I don't think he did.
Oh, okay.
But he worked out of the garage, and like you'd drop a quarter in his fucking jar, and he'd solve a crime for you or something. Like, and at the end, it's just basically a long word problem that's disguised like a short story. It's really all, and they put like five or six in a book, right? Yeah.
I just remember having the book.
Yeah. Artie, here's what might make you feel better. You want to call a guy who's selling some Playboy machines?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you look at your chat? And I just gave you a Craigslist ad, speaking of back page.
Oh, that's what... the back page. I'm sorry. That's what we were talking about. Yeah. Like, Craigslist still sells, like, quote-unquote dog food all over the place. And then it's just... Dude's selling a hell of mad drugs.
Is it? Is that what that means?
Yeah. That's the, like, we call them all the time at party time. Uh-huh. They're like, I got mad fire dog food for sale. Uh-huh. Shit.
See, I messed with a guy once. He was selling homemade chili. not chili, homemade salsa, I think it was. And I was, I think it was green, like verde, salsa verde or something. And I called him. I was like, yeah, that's the code, right? He's like, no. What are you talking about? Like, yeah, that's a code, you know.
Dog food seems to be like a legit code.
Yeah, yeah. That was on an old show, maybe 2008, 2007.
Yeah.
Going back to the Brill Building, Artie, before you even. Yeah. We're calling Playboys. Artie, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, the Collector's Playboy Mags.
Any dudes I ever knew that had subscription to Playboys were dickheads.
No, like back then there were, for me, being in my
but
teens,
I'm telling, like,
it was a great
dudes
source.
I knew, like, in my 30s, that they're, like, pretentiously dickheads that would, like, hang out at a restaurant and, like, get to know the chef and stay around afterwards.
Leave me a
message
and I'll get back to you.
Oh, shit.
It's a girl selling them.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't get
it's all on
phone. She's on the phone, I think, because it's going straight.
She's selling her boyfriend's Playboy.
Hey, I can't get to my phone right now. Leave me a message.
It might be hers. It's also one of those lines that cuts out in and out a lot. Shit.
Minutes.
We got a pony, Artie. You want that instead?
I can't do a pony.
All right. I can save that for me. Construction workers needed. Finance manager.
Oh, perfect. I'm looking for a job.
All right. And there's a tutor wanted also, if you want to be a tutor. All right, so
I'd like to be a tutor.
Yeah, Artie do the construction worker, and then Matt will do the tutor. Artie, trying to make it marijuana joke, you know, fucking juvenile.
God damn it.
Do what you want. It's not that it's bad, but it's just like, I want to see more from you, because lately, that's all you've been doing, man. It's like, hey, man, do whatever. I don't care. Bye.
Hello? Yes, sir?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you got construction jobs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Cool.
Cat's got already stung.
I'm going to put Matt. He's the one calling for a job. He's just a little shy. You know?
Hey, yes, hello. I want to come do the construction work. My dad here says that I could be big and strong like him if I come and work there.
My son's 22. He needs a job. So we're looking to put him to work on a site, construction site.
Yeah.
I know how to push a wheelbarrow so far. Like, you can fill it up, but, like, not all the way, but, like, halfway, and I can push it.
Push it real good?
Like that old song.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
If they're recording it,
keeps
on repeating.
So, job done?
No evil, Artie. Of course you're not taking the tutor.
I want to be a tutor.
I want to be a tutor because all I had to do is talk like this. Like,
I want to be a rapper.
Yeah. Like,
I want to be an MC.
I'm sure. Watch us. Gentlemen, start your engine.
What's what? I can't see. All right, who wants a tutor? I can call back.
Go ahead, Artie.
You ready? I'll paste the description since you got big problems there with your mold.
Oh, shit, I need to read the description.
I'll read it. Fuck. In case you go, yes,
I think they're going to be a tutor.
Tutor, temp position, 8 to 12.
All I need to say is, like, I'm gonna be a tutor.
It's for blind students and computers.
Oh shit!
I have a hard time grasping.
Remember that cool blind dude that used to hang around?
Yeah, in the forums.
I can't think of his name.
The end.
No, not the end. The end's foreign, not blind. No, shit. I can't think of his name.
Cool Rob, I think, right?
Motherfucker! Just every time I go to take a
legend, beer. the blind taxi driver, right? Artie, you ready, tutor? What are you going to tutor?
His name was Trenton the T-Man.
It's going to be computer machines. Artie, you got it. Yeah,
an autistic person. Hell yeah!
There you go. Blind, but sure.
Trenton the T-Man. Yeah, blind. I could just molester the fuck out of that. All right, like, now, they can't see.
Extension 220. I got the dial extension. You guys got.
You know your party's extension number. You might dial it at any time.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, the kids can't see whatever I'm doing, right? When I'm helping them. so they can't even see what's on the screen. I can just pull up anything, and they won't even know what's up there.
This is Louise in the business office. I'm sorry I can't take your call at this time.
Shit.
Damn
her. Name and a number.
As long as I silently whack off next to him, it's all good, right?
Yeah, I guess she's gone. Yeah, she left an hour or an hour ago. I didn't realize it was that late. Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, I wish I would have seen your message earlier, because, like, I didn't get up till like, fucking noon, and then I went to the reefer store, too. Oh, dude, I got some reefer, like, pills today.
Yeah?
Basically, some capsules.
Does it work? Does it taste like...
I'll show them to you.
What does it taste like?
Nothing. They're just like capsules. It's just like fucking, like, waxy. It's like same type. It's all the same, man.
You gonna try to put them up your ass?
They have suppositories there.
Oh, wow. Really? They do?
Yeah, they have capsules and suppositories and the same thing.
Through the ass. Wow, really? It's almost a fetish at that point, right?
Yeah, I think that's for really sick people. I don't... Maybe that could be. Yeah. But I was thinking maybe, like, really sick.
Or people that aren't allowed to eat.
It doesn't have to pass through the liver.
Yeah, if that stomach cancer, they can't eat, but they can take it up the bum a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they have a colostomy bag, just put it in the hole. All right, this is a pony. Artie, you did not want this. Matt, do you want a pony, or should I do it?
Of course you gotta get a pony.
Pony.
Dude, put the genuine My Pony song out in the background. Do it.
I don't have it.
Well, hang up and get it, and then call back with it. Wah. Get on it in My Pony.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Five.
Try again. It's felt like being in the ship. What is this?
Are we bowling?
Yeah, right. I was just going to bowl during this break. Well, I have to act like I'm calling from places like the bowling alley.
Dude, Jimmy Screamer Claus is making a crazy animated music video, and he's gonna have like a CG version of me in it. And I just like sent him a message. I'm like, I really hope those monsters fucked the shit out of me in that thing. And he just liked it, so hopefully they're fucking me up. That'll be awesome. I will share it to everybody. It's Jimmy Screamer Claus, his newest. I don't know the name of it yet. It's a Butcher's Harem song.
Okay, I'm finance manager. I'll do this one.
From Bowling Alley, for some reason.
Hello? Hey, Jim, how you doing there, Big Jim? I'm calling us. You can see you got a job, finance manager job.
Yes, sir. I'm taking applications.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling you from my mobile office. Yeah, I got fired. I've been out of work, so I park in my RV at the Walmarts. And then I come here for internet, just hang out at the bowling alley. You know, they're pretty nice.
Yeah, you got
managed
experience?
Oh, yeah. It was a really good manager until I got fired, you know, because of the stuff.
What did you get fired for?
Well, I
not a real good answer.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Do you really want to know? You really want to know? All right, so I was a manager at a furniture sales place. And this is in between jobs. I was a manager at the furniture sales place. And I got real upset, and I brought a baseball bat out of the back. And I just started hitting everything that was glass that I could find. Like all the countertops and glass chandeliers and stuff like that. I was just hitting with my baseball bat. I kind of blacked out. Had a panic attack.
Yeah.
You're
more than welcome to come in and fill out an application.
Yeah, I'm fine now, you know. But can I wear a white shirt, like a short sleeve shirt with a tie while I'm there?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and I'd like to roll the sleeves up even more, exactly, to show the guns, you know?
Yeah,
I got some nice tattoos and stuff I like to show off.
Yep, you got a pin?
Well, give me a second here. Hang on. Yeah, go ahead. Got it. Great. I got it. Thank you. So,
yes, sir, I'll see you tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Hey, would you like maybe for me to meet with you tomorrow then?
Yeah, you'll come in here for an interview.
What was your name?
Jim.
All right, I'll run my fingers through your hair, you know, while we talk together.
Great. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll run my fingers through your hair, and then I'll just put, like, my hand on your knee and start working out. We'll play chicken, you know?
Hello, baby chicken.
Gay chicken.
Chicky.
It was like chicky, playing chicken, chicky. Like, you know, with a car, or you stand in front of a car. But you're just doing gay chicken. So you get as close to being doing a gay thing as possible.
Close to the man's dick as possible.
Yeah.
Without touching.
Yeah.
Because once you touch, you're gay.
That's what does it. You're gay. You're gay for the rest of the day. All right. I kind of borked that. I could have made that funnier, but whatever.
Call failed with our Dracuza, whatever.
Who was it? What?
The one that found sexy signals in our area.
Sexy signals?
That stupid bot that I tried adding in.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna call Spencer's. Nah, this is fucking whack. Hot Topic.
Spencer's.
Dude, they moved Spencer's in the mall.
Which mall? The Sanford Mall.
Yeah.
Where'd they move it to? I'm surprised it's still open.
Yeah, it's like, I forget
I'd
where,
like to
but
go
it,
to a
they doubled the size.
Really?
It's more towards, like, the Dillard side.
From what I understand, really, their Black Friday is basically when Halloween sales start kicking off. That's when they make it in the red, yeah. They usually aren't that busy any other time of the year. From what I understand, from what I've heard.
Spencer's was always just, like kind of sexy, like druggy shit when I was young. Not really that much Halloween. When I was like, it was all like black lighty and like fucking X-rated dice and like
in
dicey.
The back. Yeah, you had your joke section.
Yeah.
Right? And then
I love the black light. They always had a black light poster.
It was
section.
Like a Bob Marley poster there and shit. It has a few lava lamps, right? Mm-hmm. And then you had the sex
lava lamp.
And the fucking the wave. Dude, remember those waves?
Oh, yeah. What was that about? You remember when there was always, like, you go into stores for a while there in the 80s, and there were, like...
All that movable
shit. There were, like,
it
was the size of an iPad, kind of, let's say, right? And it would rock back and forth.
No, right? it was like a chunk of... It was, like, cut like a 2x4. It was a big chunk. It was, like, half a 2x4 with blue oil and water. And it would rock
back and forth. I saw some crazy ones, though. Yeah, there were some different ones, but I remember it was at the same time that Coca-Cola had the thing Catch the Wave during their, I think it was 100 years of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I think their centenary thing.
But they had all kinds of, like, stores with, the kinetic, like, sculpture, you know, all, like, metal balls flying around and, like, quack, quack. Yeah. Like, I remember whole stores of that kind of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the day, man. Before Artie's time, even. It was Artie. Well, you were born 89, right, motherfucker? Yeah.
You know, I still rock a lot of crazy, like... Dude, remember how, like, there were fireplace stores? Like, and, like,
remember
electric
the piano
fireplace?
Store? There'd always be some dude playing the organ in there. It was always organ music.
Yeah.
I'd be walking in the mall here, dude.
Or, like, there'd be sections of stores with electric fireplaces and lava lamps.
Yeah.
Like, in the 70s. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Always the organ piano store.
Yeah. Always that fucking organ shit, man.
That was great in fucking Bill and Ted's. When goddamn Beethoven's rocking on that shit.
It was you're right. Beethoven, yeah.
Fuck, yeah. He cranks that bitch out.
What's so crazy? Socrates just talked about like being in the mall or something. No.
Socrates is just kind of running. Him and Sigmund Freud are moving in on those broads.
Yeah.
When the, or like, oh no, him and Billy Kidd. And Sigmund Freud comes up with the fucking, the guy named Corn Dog talking about my name is Sigmund, but Jim called me Siggy. And they call him dorks. And Billy the Kid and Socrates laugh at him with the broads and they like jet. Yeah. Billy Kidd shooting guns in there. Joan of Arc's doing the jazzercise. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan skateboarding, beating shit with the metal bat. It's a good fucking movie. You should do a movie night of that shit.
Well, then you had Napoleon ran off and went to the water park.
Be a pig. Yeah, be a pig. Yeah. He's like, little more at the bolt. They put the Be the Pig sticker out of his shit. I think they, and the kids ditch him because he's a dork too. Like, him and Sigmund Freud sucked, man. So crazy, and Billy the Kid were like the guys.
Billy the Kid wasn't in that.
The fuck, he wasn't.
Oh, he was. Yeah, but they just picked him up real quick, I thought, though, Billy the Kid. Oh, no, you're right.
They picked him up, and then he was through the whole movie.
No, wait a minute. No, wait. I thought they went first to medieval times, and they got the two chicks.
No, they get Billy the Kid.
I don't know, man. I thought their first stop was to get the two chicks from in the medieval times.
That's the last. That's the last chick, because it fucks up. Yeah, things get fucked up.
No way, man. No way, man.
I guarantee Billy Kid's the first. I don't know about
right now. Wiki. Hang on.
Okay.
Wikipedia. Bill and Ted's excellent. We're talking about excellent. No,
yes,
Journey,
correct.
Right? Is that the first one?
Excellent Adventure.
And Bogus Journey was a bullshit. Excellent. Okay, Adventure.
Just.
Hang on. I got you. All right. So, plot. In futuristic city, 2688? Really? I didn't know that. All right.
Well, that's...
The future was.
Where,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Anyway, Time Machine, Ted, Police Chief Logan, Press Ship at Military Academy, Wild Stallions, Bill and Ted struggle with the report, the two befriend Billy the Kid. Fuck. Fuck, man. The two befriend Billy the Kid in the Old West. And then Socrates, Socrates, as they said, right? When did they meet the chicks? They become infatuated with Princess Elizabeth and Joanna, with her friend, right? And, okay, that was in London. Okay, they were the third. So they weren't the last one. They picked up a whole bunch of people, like, real at the end. They were going all over. They're like, fucking Abraham Lincoln, Napoleon. Napoleon, as he said.
No, Napoleon was pretty... Oh, yeah. He was the...
Joan of Arc.
The little brother.
Joan of Arc was a major one, too.
Yeah. I know. I was talking about her doing the aerobics and the fucking game.
Yeah, she had a t-shirt that had the cross on it.
Yeah.
Well, she started doing aerobics and she had a shirt with the cross on it.
Let's just watch the fucking movie.
Movie night tonight. Movie night tonight here in tinychat.com/prepublication.
Let's see if it's on... Oh, well, you can't do it on TC, but you can do it on... Maybe if it's on...
Ooh, private.
Yeah.
People got to get in early. I don't know, or whatever. What do you want to do?
Cinetop or something, we can do it.
Cinetop? What's that? Is that the one with the Netflix you're talking about?
Yeah, no, that's something else. But I'll see if it's on... YouTube.
That'd be cool to have the Netflix thing, but do you see the username of the or the email address of the other person who's listening?
I don't know.
The Netflix one. That'd be cool, but I want people to know my personal Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it did. Like, I'll connect with them, with somebody and see what I can see, but I'm not, the best guy for knowing that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, I make one, and then just people come to my room if I start a thing. I don't know if it... what it says. Because, I don't think it comes up with your username. I think it comes up, whatever your YouTube name, Netflix name is. Okay. Like, mine's just, Matt. Yeah.
Just like your first name.
Your account name. Because you know how you have multiple accounts.
Yeah. Well, profiles.
Yeah.
So basically, what we're talking about, there's a online service.
It's called Showgoers. Showgoers for Netflix.
Yeah, if you have a valid Netflix account or you have a Netflix working account with the streaming service on it, you can watch the same movie at the same time, right, as other people.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
We're talking about then when movie night.
You have to be
in
the same country.
We don't know if we should do it on Netflix or we should use these. There's two others that are potentially could be used.
Yeah, there's a website that we do chats and we can show movies on. It's called Syn. I'm trying to look how to spell it. Here. It's SynaPop. Synaptop. Top, or S-Y-N-A-P-O. I'll put it in the chat somewhere.
Yeah, it's a bullshit way to fucking spell it, but... Alright, any of you wanting to do roadside assistance, Artie, are you back?
Yeah,
Artie, yeah. Alright.
Yeah, I'm here, sorry, man.
You want to do a prank to roadside assistance? Are you down with that, or no?
Yeah.
Alright, do you want a link to their site, or are you good?
No,
I'm about to piss.
Alright, you got it.
I'll mute while I go.
Yeah, go mute. I'm gonna go take a shit, piss, and all that. Toilet. Alright, Artie, here you go. Roadside assistance. Don't screw it up.
Thank you for calling.
That's gonna be one of those broken lines.
Thank you for calling. Roadside assistance.
Never mind. Some numbers I call on, it's just like that. There's some kind of problem with the service I use. Works Air Leaf Blower? Leaf blower for sale, I guess?
I don't know where I'm going to go with a leaf blower.
You want, it call, if you want, jump. If not, no. Never mind. I guess not. All right. Prosvent prostate relief pill. Oh, these are all like infomercially kind of things. A prostate relief pill. If you want it, let me know. Oh, man. I think it's when they call VoIP places.
You make frequent trips to the bathroom. Suffer from urgency. Hesitancy. Do you get up more than once?
Thank you for calling. Is your order?
Yeah, hey.
Make sure you do get the best service possible. This call will be recorded.
Yeah.
We have really terrible feedback there.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, fucking shit. Some of these lines, when I call it, this has just started happening. They sound like shit. And it looks like it's all these 800 numbers. The company I use said I have to provide examples, so this is good. I'm timestamping them now.
We should call the Steam Shark people.
Oh, yeah, they shut us down, man. They don't take any internet numbers at all, I don't think.
That's oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you for the order center.
Hey, you stupid monkey. You monkey.
To ensure proper handling.
You monkey? You monkey?
This call may be recorded.
Monkey!
My name is John. May I have your first name, please?
Hi, are you John the monkey?
Hello?
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, all 800 numbers. Let's see what, here's another one. Not out.
But it's not active at this
point. Oh my god. So toll free numbers aren't gonna work. I found a fucking pattern here. It's something to work. I got mall stores here, games, jewelers, cell phones, anything at a mall. Anything at a mall.
Call.
Well, then everyone's gonna know where we're calling. You shouldn't have said that. You know, you should say, "Hey, let's call that place." Here, watch repair, Artie. Watch repair. Watch repair.
Thank you for calling repair. This is Monique. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey. Hey, I'm going to put my brother on. He has a problem with a watch. I got a lot of shit I got to do, all right?
Okay.
Hey, what kind of watches do you guys repair?
All kinds of watches.
Do you do the... would you repair a fake Rolex?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. What's wrong with it? Do you think it might be the battery, or...
Yeah. I'm sorry. He's real emotional about this. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very important... It's a Mickey Mouse watch, and he got thrown into a pool. They threw him in a pool. He had it on, but his mom gave it to him. It's the only thing he had left of his mom before she died, you know? It's the only thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's real upset about it, you know? So we really want Mickey to at least move around again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring it in, and we can take a look at it. If anything, if the water messed it up, then we can probably put a new movement on the inside, but it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, can I provide the movement?
You could if you know what movement it is.
All right, hang on. Are you...
I'm going to get it right now. Hang on. All right, that
bowel movement, lady.
Will that work?
I'm sorry.
Will that movement
Proof
work?
For the win.
Bowel movement. Bowel movement.
A bowel movement?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I like them when you breathe like that. Do that again. that's how she sounds when she's, you know, getting off. She's like, yeah. She makes that noise.
Sorry, I was just in the middle of taking an enormous bong hit.
Oh, wow. Thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Thank all of
them. Oh, yeah, and you're Chicago, man. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. They're going to tear down that building. The Willis Tower. They're going to shut it down. They said already.
Cool.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine them if they become a giant, like, hobo hotel.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Oh.
Just say the Associate. Name of the department. I still didn't catch that. To reach a department, just say the name.
Electronics.
Like, that would be electronics. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Thanks. And which can we help you with? If you're calling
sexual
for
organs.
Dude, remembering House of a Thousand Corpses.
Hurry up and fucking transfer us, you fucking
especially
bitch.
Especially the sexual organs.
I still didn't get that. We provide...
Of course.
Go, go! Associate right now! I don't want to talk to you, motherfucker.
Go, go.
Difficulty.
Associate.
For your call.
That's part of the problem here.
It's talking to robots. Sade, smooth operator. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, shout out. Happy birthday, Sade. Today's your birthday.
Hello?
Assistance with food machines.
You're home with food machines. All right, then I got to take a break. Alright, bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Food machines. See how I got her trained?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So what? She's on hold with food machines?
No, no, she's coming home with food groceries. I gotta put put the shits away.
I got it. Okay.
God damn it! Alright, look, I'm be right back. Evil Artie's here, Matt Laugh Track Hill.
Yeah, I can bullshit with him. Yeah. Are you leaving us on?
Well, yeah, I'll just play a break machine, you know, play a break machine. Because okay. you can't die. That's gonna be a long break. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's gotta cool. be like that. All right, I'll be right back.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
All right, we're back.
Hey, we got Zach here.
All right,
Toledo.
We got a Zach.
Oh, yeah, I need to turn down my radio. Okay, hi.
Yeah, turn that shit down, bro. What's wrong with you? God damn it. We got like another hour and a half-ish left of juice here before we go. I got a ball in front of me. Let's see if I got any more emails from Parkman. Unless some of you had something developing for calling.
No.
Nothing like
that. Oh, hey. Kay, do you have the moment to... Could you make me a mod in... Oh, you know what? I am a mod, probably. It just wouldn't let me sign in.
Hey, let me go. Okay. Well, yeah. If you need me in there, or are you good?
I don't know. Well... Let me just. I can't. I'm having problems trying to sign in.
So you're in there, and there's other people. Hey, let me go in there. I can at least watch. I don't have my shit hooked up right now.
But if I can't sign in, then you can't mod me. You know.
Right. I can.
I'm typing. I just was typing in YouTube as my fucking log. What was I thinking?
Let me see if I can remember how to log in here. Give me a sec. It's a prank call nationwide.
Yeah. It's acting really weird for logging in. I can't get logged in though.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm I know my name's Hillock666, you know, like it always is. And it's just not. So let me send me a password. So we will see.
Well, yeah, let me know if you, I'm in there now. So if you,
yeah, cool, man. I'll be right there. Thanks, man. You're very helpful. And Buster's trying to. He said he will convert Bill and Ted so we can watch it on that website.
Okay, cool.
If we want.
That'd be cool. So Bill and Ted's is like, the first one is looking like it might be a contender for this movie night thing. We've been talking about the public movie night. We've had a private one for a while, but public.
Oh, a public. We could watch The Greasy Strangler. I got that on there right now. It's amazing. It's like Tim and Eric type movie.
Yeah.
Weird as fuck. It's great. Yeah, it's so great. Everybody that I saw it, know that saw it, loves the fuck out of it.
Sounding good.
Yeah, but the people, it can only be so public on there because they need to make an account. Like, if we could do it on Watch Together, if we could find some things online, you know, then it could be more public. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tiny chat. Not okay, no.
This tiny chat, you can't be public with copyrighted stuff.
Well, no. Tiny chat, you can't do full screen. So Watch Together is better because you can do full screen,
right.
And you can use like Vimeo and whatever. You can use different Daily Motion,
right.
Different sites and shit.
Okay.
Okay. Let's log in. But on this CineTop thing, you can. You can rip your own movies and put it up, so that's what's good about that.
Oh, that's cool.
Hi, MC. Tim is currently unavailable. Please leave a message.
Hey, we wanted to see about hand carving them wood things. Wood
fuck
machines.
Yeah.
But you're not fucking here, motherfucking Tim. You fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, fucking Tim. We wanted to hand carve them wood machine things.
Yeah.
Look at, I logged in.
Right.
There. And I am a mod, so everything. So it just
good.
It wouldn't let me log in.
And probably
yeah.
I don't see you log. Oh, you're logged in. You not have camera on. Okay, but yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh no, yeah, I'll broadcast. I'm a fucking ham, dude.
Yeah, show penis. Show penis. All right.
Not right now.
Not really. Not you're not feeling it right now.
I have. Yeah. No, but I have before.
Oh wow.
I'm shy.
You guys could see that maybe potentially one day. Not now, right? But maybe
yeah,
sometime
yeah.
In the future. You might see a little bit of Matt. Penis right there. Matt Peen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't miss
in
that.
The Scat House of Doom, there's a really old photo of my flaccid peen getting blown by a bloody mouth girl. Hep.
Yeah, it's just, that's a Hillock story. I think I might have heard about that.
We'll see if I can find it. And just
bloody mouth
you.
Girl. Great. Silverado for sale.
A Chevy? Chevrolet Silverado?
Chevy, yeah.
That's good shit, man. I don't think I've ever had a Chevy. Oh, my work van was. But,
okay.
I mean, that was a... Yeah, I drove it. Fuck. That thing is great.
Alright.
Dude, so, like, basically, like, when I had that work van, like, I just had it for, let's see, I wonder if...
Was it like I got the tiny chat in the Mixler chat?
Right.
So if anyone wants to... But okay. The chat's not on, so it's okay. There's no need
you
to
can
worry.
Turn it on. You want to turn it on? Yeah, turn it on.
Turn it on? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so
turn it on.
Chat on.
I'll see other people
what?
Saying trollish things that mean. Yeah, I don't know. What I'm saying.
No, no.
Let them confront and say.
Okay.
We got someone with items for sale. Nice light oak family dinette table with 6 chairs. Yeah, let's get nasty and perverted and gross with that.
Okay.
We also got beautiful wooden dark cherry entertainment.
I'm trying to send that picture. I'll put it in the chat. Okay.
That's I got some messages now coming
through. Cactus. Yeah, there we go. The fucking cactus bullshit. Or ruin me. Cactus. No.
Below hill. There.
Puppet people?
It's embarrassing.
Oh, what the fuck is that? Oh my god, Matt. You sick mother. Okay.
Hello, this is Barry. Sorry I missed your call. Leave me a message.
Do what now?
I think I remember that picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the first picture in the scan. Has to do, or, yeah, it's this.
That's a page you have on Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Wow. It's a group.
Is that real blood?
Yes. It was. I still got scars on my hand. There's all pictures from me that night with blood all over.
So you guys were doing blood play?
Yeah. That was the one and only time that ever it kind of was. Yeah, it was more for taking pictures and look neat.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, how are you?
I'm good, God bless you. Thank you so much. I saw you have put that advertisement in for Woodcherry Entertainment Center.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm on Horse Machine Ranch. I live out here. It's just outside of It's a new development, Horse Machine Ranch. You know where they put the new light up, Horse Machine Ranch Road? Well, you probably know because you're a woman.
You don't have that. You don't have the metal in your head to allow you to always know where north is.
Yeah. All right. What can you tell me about the Cherry Entertainment Center?
Well, I have a lady that's actually coming tomorrow to look at it.
Well, I'll give you more. I'll give you more than what she does.
Yeah. Fuck that lady.
Yeah.
Well, that might be nice.
Yeah.
Well, you have your name and phone number, and if she doesn't take it, we'll call you back.
Oh, but okay. So what about the dinette table?
No, I don't have that anymore.
You sold that? Motherfucker, you?
Yep.
You're a fucking asshole.
Sorry?
You're a motherfucking asshole for that.
She is.
Yeah, you.
She's okay. A bad egg. She's a bad egg. You're a bad egg, lady.
Oh.
99 listeners. Come on, let's get this up to 100.
Yeah, let's do this.
Do this shit, yo. Dude, it is like...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, I was calling over there, and I guess your wife over there was having a hard time. She fucking hung up on me and shit.
Mm-hmm. What can I do for you?
Yeah, well, I'm calling for that shit, that dinette table, and she's giving me shit, saying that some other motherfucker's coming to see it, and I don't like that shit, you know?
We don't have anything.
No, she just said that she has an entertainment center for me to come look at.
No, we've done sold all that stuff. We don't have anything else out there.
Well, give me something then, motherfucker.
But we do appreciate you.
Give me something, motherfucker.
Do appreciate you calling on it, though.
Well, whatever, asshole. Bye. Motherfuck you. Fucking Christian guy. Doesn't want
There's to some know. Lady coming to look at it. So one of them's lying. We need to get to the bottom of it, don't we?
He's too Christian. Like, I got the Lord on my side. I ain't going to get that devil.
Fun is... Oh. It's got to be nice to be that delusional. Like, he's got to put like a weird buffer on like all the bullshit of life, just like whatever. Jesus got my back. Fuck you, devil. You know.
All right, we ain't gonna get anywhere.
Hey, Buster, were you able to download and convert Bill and Ted, please?
Yeah, Buster.
I found the easiest way to do it is convert it to FLV. Okay. If you have something that does that, because like the MP4X2, what that thing is like, hit or miss. Sometimes you can convert it again and again, and then all of a sudden it works. Hmm. It makes no sense.
There's no decency left in this world.
Right? It's like Mom Helak always says, nobody does their job anymore.
Well, she's talking about you.
Well, I'm quoting you, Ma.
She's talking about you, though. She means
that you say nobody does their job anymore. My job is being crippled and joking
clean?
With you guys.
Do you help out in the house? You clean the toilet?
Hello.
Do you sit down when you pee? Hi, I see you got 75 pieces of ruby red glass.
Uh-huh.
All right, yeah. How often is that being cleaned? I mean, are you doing your job?
Being cleaned? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, are they clean and whatnot? Like, what am I looking getting into here with them?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's just glassware that I've got for sale.
All right, cool. Is it ruby red?
Uh-huh.
What color does it take when you put water in it? Does it look darker or lighter, do you think?
I have no idea.
All right, can I come see them first?
Yeah.
All right, and I'm going to bring my baseball bat with me, okay?
fuck you.
Motherfucker you? Don't you say fuck to me. Fucking asshole. Fuck you. Fuck you. Straw for sale. $4 a bale. Hell yeah, man. Get some straw. Put it up Matt Hellock's ass.
Do what now?
Get some straw. Put up your asshole.
Some straw. Dude, I was just throwing the leg today. But guy's like, I didn't take you to the store like two. And I was just like, a little before one, I was like, all right, I think I could do. And like, I instant drink some coffee and go shit like three times.
Hello, yeah, you got them straws for sale?
Straw.
Yeah, you got those straw.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? How much straw bales you got?
Well, we've sold a little bit today, but we'll have to get some more delivered. How much do you need?
I need to make a big fire.
Need to make a big fire?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to burn a bunch of Bibles. We got about a pickup truck bed full of Bibles that we need to burn down. I think I need maybe like four bales.
We don't have it right now. We'd have to go get it.
Yeah, but when can I get it? God damn, because yeah, I got to burn these Bibles. These Bibles can't be sitting around here anymore. Yellow. I can't fuck them all, that's for sure.
Yeah. Since we demanded more listeners, has gone down, you faggots.
Oh, man, really? It went up for a second there. It went down from the 99? Fuck.
Yeah.
95. Well, whatever. Where's Bookapoo? Bookapoo can open like 20 fucking listeners there, man. It makes us look
dude, that fucking... Don't even talk about that weirdo.
Yeah, right.
Man, I like... There's been no... I haven't noticed any accounts. Have you?
Oh, he's listening.
No, sure?
I haven't noticed any, but they'll, you know, he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a crazy person.
Maybe he finally
died.
He's
a sick, crazy person.
I just keep hoping he's dead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not going to say anything mean about the guy because he's such a nice guy. No, seriously, fuck that guy. And fuck all those guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Psychotic, man. Looking for any kind of work to do. If you need a chainsaw or a weed eater or anything repaired, I will fix them up at a reasonable price. I will take any for parts if you don't need them. Thanks. Please call Junior.
Hey, how about that I'm your human weed eater and you need them to sharpen my teeth?
Yeah, there you go.
So I got this boy here that eats my weeds, but his teeth ain't sharp enough. Can you sharpen them?
And that's how I'm going to turn it on, and I'll play my shitting sound.
And I'll go.
Hi, Brad. Yeah. Brad, I see Brad.
Brad, yeah.
Brad, come on, Brad.
RCP, he's the boxer.
Let's have a foursome, Brad. Come on. You know you want to.
Hello? God damn.
Some machine.
Oh, God damn.
God damn. These country people talk so low. You call the city like woo 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 and you call it
cool. Oh, and it's very loud and fat. Yeah, man. Like I like South talking people.
Yeah.
It's just alright. Look at this cat showing off his money. Fucking Justin's counting. It's gonna be like
what?
Like what up? Yeah.
$1 bill, it's a five.
What's up, son? Got all that money.
Got all them singles, man.
God damn it. Oh.
It's a 20.
I'd see a 20 snug back there.
Does he have them all? I used to iron my money when I was in high school because I was one of my.
Oh, a hunter. Yayo tastes better out of that.
If I couldn't get it nice and flat, I'd iron it. Most of the time, I iron my money like once a week. No.
Oh, my God.
Nice,
really?
And crispy. Yeah, it was fucking
That's
really
so
bougie.
Funny.
Really bougie, yeah. But the smell of ironed money, it's almost like burning flesh. It's really hard to... It Weird. Makes a smell that smells like flesh burning. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I know that.
Yeah, burning money isn't... yeah.
Like, you hear burning people, flesh is like burning hair times a thousand.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Yeah, it's bad. Someone had a double Y mobile home for sale. There you go.
Your call cannot
but
be completed.
I'm just really going to want it.
It's not answering. It doesn't work. They got disconnected.
Dude, it's Martin Luther King Day. It's a national holiday, my friend.
You're right. What am I thinking? 36-year-old lady with 11-year-old son needs a place to stay. Video game Ooh. Systems for ages 2 and up, $50. Games for Sega, Nintendo, Super X, 360, and PlayStation.
Wait, what's the Super X?
I never heard of the Super X. I've heard of all those except for the Super X.
Let's find out.
Let's see what shitty Chinese was Super.
Super X. Oh, dude, hey, my other picture on the GTA, I caught a fucking lightning bolt.
Right?
Like, on GTA, on the train. I was taking pictures, and there was a fucking, I just caught it, like, bits of it. Yeah. But it was a, and it was on total accident, and it was so rad. I was like, holy shit.
That's cool. That's the
time. I'm such a, dude, I'm like the loneliest, most solo weirdo on GTA 5. Like, I'm just way out in the desert on, like, freight trains and shit, doing nothing.
I can't find any reference to a Super X console. We're really going to have to call and ask then. Let's be real at first. If they answer, let's be real and say, hey, what's a Super X? Because that might be like some kind of rare shit and we might be able to get it. I'll fucking buy that rare shit. That rare shit goes to, you know, that shit makes you itch.
The rare shit.
And they also got a Dodge Ram, man. They got a whole bunch of stuff. They got everything.
Everything. And the guns he got up there, down there. Anyway, Jordan, everything. He's got everything. Now leave me alone. That was an impression of the fat guy taking shit in the movie Maximum Overdrive, while Emilio Estevez is questioning him about the guns in the cellar. What's he got down there, man? Well, he's reading the smut mag, popping bubbles and bubblegum. Everything. He's got everything. Here. Get out of here. And then there's like a fart noise of like System 32 check. Yeah, it was what? System X or X thing? What was it? 98, we're getting up there.
Yeah, let's do it. Come on, 100. Big 100. Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's do it. Ah, that drops.
Did you hear on the break, LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, former president, calling about a pair of pants? He needed more room for his bunghole and his dick. He needed more room. I was playing the call from London, Lyndon Johnson, LBJ.
No, I wasn't. I was talking to Zach.
Yeah, he said, I need more room from the back from my bunghole. I need about 2 inches more in the front. It cuts me. He was famous for his big cock. He used to whip it out and to intimidate like senators.
That's
and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. And, yeah, he was straight up, like, going to, like, I guess back then, the secretaries in the White House, a lot of the young ones would sleep in the White House to be close. And yeah. He would, like, after he was done for the night, he'd go into their room and be like, your president needs you, and he'd fuck him. Apparently, he was quite the ladies' man. He fought. He had a big dick, big cock. I'm not joking around, he had a special shower head installed in the White House shower that he used to aim right at his dick. And he had, he was really obsessed with his penis.
I've had nice things with just water jets, like whirlpool-y.
That's a real girl thing, really? You do that? That's how girls usually get off for the first
time. I know, Ned, but like,
you put in your anus, though. You have a lot of nerve endings. Well, you do. You have a lot of nerve endings.
I would think you'd just blow up. And it'd be horrible. You'd be like a pufferfish. No.
Hello? Yeah, hey, I was seeing if you still had needed a breeding partner.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And it's a red-nosed American pit bull?
Yes.
All right. And does he like to fuck a lot?
We've always just had him by himself.
Yeah, but I mean, you're looking for breed. Has he fucked a female before and all that?
No.
He hasn't yet? Or do you think he'll know what to do?
I'm sure he will.
Has he had his first erection yet? Hello? Fucking guy back there saying, hang up. Those are all good questions, man. Come on. Can I have him out there with some kind of 4 second man?
Needs to show your dog a good time, you know?
Yeah. My bitch needs to be fucked. Properly. Be like, bat, bat, bat. Song is dope. It's the song that'll play when the dogs are mating. It's the dog mating song. That's what it sounds like.
See, that noise doesn't bother me. My dog makes that noise all the time.
Really?
It just whinges when it wants stuff like that.
When you fuck her?
All the time.
Him,
yeah. No, she's got a pussy. She's got two holes.
Oh, nice.
Two.
All right, we got someone looking for a private place to rent. Has to accept Section 8. Yeah, just like Zach's over there, Section 8.
Yeah.
Food stamps.
In the UK. Yeah. Section 8 food stamps, UK. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
That was the joke. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello?
The dog's finishing. Hey, how you doing? Hey, we're just watching our dogs mating. I'm sorry. How you doing? Hello?
Huh?
We're watching our dogs mating here, finally, because we've been trying to breed, and our dogs haven't mated yet. They're mating for the first time. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I heard you.
You got the road.
You're looking for a private. You're looking for a private place to rent, Section 8?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling. No, I'm sorry. I just got word here that my dogs are mating. I just went in there while I was calling you to watch them mating. Because we've been trying to breed them. I got American Red Pit Bull, Red Nose Pits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he hasn't been interested in her during the heat cycle. So we put him in there. We were playing some sexy music, and he finally, you know, did his thing. So what kind of is it just for you, one person? Do you have any pets? Do you have any children?
It's just me.
It's just you? All right.
I've got a son, but he's grown.
All right. Okay. All right. And you're good living, you know, in we got a one bedroom studio house kind of thing. The room and the kitchen and everything's in there. It's got a hot plate for you, you know?
I want a bedroom and a kitchen and all that.
Oh, all right. So, I mean, what do you want to do then? You want that one then? I got one of them too. Two bedrooms.
Well, now, who is it?
Oh, my name is Cross. I'm over here at a Horse Machine Ranch. We have a lot of property over here at Horse Machine Ranch that we're trying to rent out.
What's this at?
It's a new Section 8 housing, ranch land Section 8 housing. Over there where they put the new light, Horse Machine Ranch Road light, the new one.
I don't know where that's at.
Kind of on the way to Walmart's.
Hmm. I know where Walmart is.
Yeah, there's a new light there, Horse Machine Ranch Road, and then this is real big Horse Machine Ranch. We are a deed-restricted community, and we got a bunch of different houses. It was supposed to be ranch land for, like, rich people from north, for Yankees, but because of the depression, the economy, whatever it had been, they turned them into rental unit machines, you know? So we got studios, we got one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom, two bath, all that. We got everything.
Behind Walmart, or
it's by the Walmarts where the new light is by the Walmarts.
Are you talking about Ron?
Yeah.
You got me puzzled because I don't know where that's at, and I don't know where the new. I know where there are new red lights and a medical building is.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, where's this apartment from?
Back there, it's a house where you can rent it. All right, it's a house. It's all Section 8. Section 8 machine. Yeah. See, because I bought them. I'm a local dog breeder. I breed dogs, you know. They get the dogs to have sex with each other, and then they have puppies, and then we sell them off. So, I'm doing good for myself. I bought all this property, and they ain't been able to do shit with it, you know, because fucking nobody fucking came in and bought it. So, fucking.
I don't know anything about this.
What do you mean?
I just don't.
You want to see? I mean, if you want to meet at the Walmarts, and I'll show you. I mean, it's right across the corner. I'll show you right here. All the houses, big pool in front for the community, and swings. You can put
Sir, I don't know. This don't feel right.
Oh,
but
what?
I appreciate you calling me anyway.
Oh, come on.
This don't feel right.
Come on.
Bye.
Come on. Do you have problems sleeping with a dog in the same room? Man, whatever. I never got to get the hook in there. Try dragging it too far, you know? Shit. Sorry, guys.
Why, sorry? And, fucking Buster. Aggravate. Any video coder, it was called. Just the look up FLV.
Trying to.
And, like, he's. Dude, he just asked. It's what? Okay. He asked. He's like, hey, do you want me to convert that thing and put it on
the sit on for me. And then I said, he's like, you want me to do this? And he said, I've been trying to do that for months and it never recognizes it. So then why did you ask me?
I don't understand. What are we using for the movie night? What are we
doing? Hey, by the way, Matt, the chat room's making fun of FLV. It said FLV is pretty stupid.
It is. It is stupid. It's pretty stupid. Dude, this is only for... It's only for... it's only jumping through hoops, like, to make things accessible for people to share.
Right. All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guy.
Yeah. Just, dude.
I'm not your buddy, guy.
It's
all right. Yeah.
I'm on your side, guy.
I just need a quick. I'll just do it. I mean, goddamn self type thing. Yeah. I'll just go to the pirate. I'll download thing and I'll convert to my fucking son.
Make your own computer. Black.
Right. I did. Like, well, what'd you use? Like, I hate when people ask me questions that could easily be Googled.
Yeah, I hate that shit. Well, you could ask Siri.
Like whichever one you like. I don't know which. Like, it doesn't matter. Now I gotta try to find the dinkiest file in 2 gigs. It'll be quick. Okay, download this.
So, Kalito, how do you make Shoot Shit the Show go onto iTunes? Is it easy?
Oh, I was waiting for you to describe it all so I could throw it up on there, you know?
He said there was problems with the name.
The name?
Yeah, name problem.
And then you said Carlito could help us because we were saying that...
This is the first time I'm hearing this, though, you know, buddy?
Yeah.
You know, you gotta tell me these things. Last I knew you were gonna go in and let me know. He goes, did you describe the show page? Because I'll put that in the iTunes. Yeah.
Like, I was just kidding. Dude. Like, I know that, dude, it's not. Everything's cool, man. I'm just doing it.
Oh,
like, you sent me a big thing, man. I love you, dude. Buster Kisday, I love you. Oh. It's just, like,
don't fight
yeah,
me,
yeah.
Buster. No, don't.
Yeah,
he's your friend.
Sensitive. I don't know if you're really mean you're sensitive when you're. Whatever, I'm just telling the thing myself.
I think he's just messing with you, dude.
Sensitive,
yeah,
penis.
Just,
oh.
And every time you I get more messages, and then like it stops. Like I get easily overwhelmed with a lot of shit.
Now, just take a breath.
Now
okay.
I lost.
We're doing a show, man. It's okay. We're having fun. This is
I'm like, and now he's just talking shit.
It's okay.
Yeah, boring old man gets easily frustrated. Okay.
All right, let's call for Fat Girl Clothes. That always seems to be funny. I did that a few weeks ago.
I asked her that.
Expa, I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Expa.
I don't think no one understands, but Jayad, for the longest, would always say that. And we got Expa, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He said it for like 5 weeks straight.
I always thought Expa.
Hi, Jazz.
Hey, do you have clothes for fat girls?
For plus size? Yes, you do have a plus size section.
No, like for big fat girls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? All right. And what up to what? How fat can they be?
From 1X to 3X, and then jeans 16 to 24.
And how well does that
That's
fit?
What I'm talking about.
Like, what's a 1X compared to a man 1X? Is that bigger or smaller?
I'm not sure.
Oh, shit. Do you have clothes for stupid people?
Unless you dress really well, then I guess.
Well, just stupid, you know? Stupid people. Stupid young women who want to look trendy.
Well, we do have trendy, but we don't have it for that.
Oh, you don't have it for that? All right. Well,
I think you just acknowledged that you're stupid, lady, with that sentence.
There she goes. It's called Victoria's Secret. Let's just try to listen when the call
We have trendy. We don't have that, though, sir.
Let's try to listen for the call picks. Victoria's Secret. We'll ask them for big.
Victoria's Secret pink.
Yeah, I guess pink. I'm going to tell her that.
Hey, we're up to 104. We did it, guys.
Yeah.
Cheers. Hep.
Yeah.
Hep. Hap, hap, hap. Hey, Buster, you're looking especially dapper this evening.
We got a big date, maybe.
Big hot date.
Thank you for calling Brett. How may I help you?
Hey, big girl, how you doing?
Who is this?
Oh, hey, I was trying to see if you guys have a lingerie for fat girls.
That would be Victoria's Secret.
Oh, so you don't have fat people clothing here?
Oh, no, this is... We don't really carry lingerie.
What do you carry there? Big tits?
It's like normal bras.
Normal bras? Like for big tits?
Yeah.
Like big fat titties?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. Can you touch your elbows behind your back?
I'm sorry?
Can you try to touch your elbows behind your back?
No.
I bet you I can't go watch. I'm trying now. Go ahead, you try.
I'm sorry?
You try. Try real quick. Touch your elbows behind your back.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, please. I just want to see if you can. It'd be so cool if you could. Only so many people can.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That's a good move, though. You ask girls. Bet them that they can't do that. You see their titties.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Please wait while I transfer your call.
You.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay, hey, do you have clothes for fat girls?
We do.
Okay, how fat? She hung up.
Oh. She's like, yes, and good night.
Bye.
Please wait while I transfer your call.
Well, the fun one to call is named Brian. They got one girl real pissed off.
Oh, I can only imagine, dude.
Hello, honey. Honey, baby. Honey, baby, hello.
This is Cassidy.
Yeah, hey, I was calling about the fat girl clothing.
I'm sorry?
I was calling to see if you had fat girl clothing there. Don't eat the phone, not anger. Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
Dude, I don't eat the phone, not anger. That was good. I made, like, a throat cult video yesterday and did the Bart. It made a gif with the Bart with the, I washed myself with the rag on a stick and I thought of you, buddy.
I washed myself with a rag on.
Stop it. Bart seems to be with the rag. Dude, I like the whole idea of Homer's disability. Like, wait, if I get so fat that I can't go to work, I can just stay here and it's going to be amazing. And I like his, like, in
he
the
had
front
this
yard,
romantic
just,
thing. He was drinking, like, a
yeah,
julep.
Yeah, he just ate a lemonade and a beer.
Yeah.
And then fucking goddamn around. Flanders comes home, like...
Whoa.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, do you have clothes for fat people?
For fat people?
Yeah.
No, we only go up to XL.
Why?
Why? I'm not sure. That's just how to make their clothes.
But why?
I don't know.
Oh. Is there anything stretchy?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everything has buttons on it? Do you have
No. Well, not everything has buttons, but...
Oh, good. Maybe I can stretch some of those, right? Are they cotton? I can stretch?
Yeah, they're cotton.
Oh, do you have pants with elastic in them?
With elastic?
Yeah.
Only for girls.
Why?
Just the way it is.
Oh, okay. Do you have the muumuus?
Do I have what?
The muumuus that just go over and cover, like a hospital gown, kind of?
Okay, I can't hear you. Yeah.
Do you have, like, the gowns, like the hospital gowns for fat people?
Oh, no, we don't.
Shit. All right. Well, I mean, that's not nice that you don't have clothes for fat people, you know?
I'm not the one that makes them.
How big is your mother? How big she is?
My mother?
Yeah.
Just the same size as yours.
All right. Well, I mean, I got a big mother. Is that what you're saying? I mean, how tall is she? She sounds like she's like 5'8", 5'7"?
She's 6'2".
6'2"? And how much she weighs? She a big girl?
No, she weighs 143.
She could lose a little bit of weight, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so she probably passed that on to you, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you supersize?
Do we have supersize?
Do you supersize your food when you go?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I'm vegan.
You just get the regular meal?
No.
Where do you go?
I don't go to fast food restaurants.
Where do you go? You go Subway? You eat fresh?
Whole Foods, actually.
Whole Foods? Oh, wow. You got a lot of money, huh? You're working at You must have a lot of money.
Yep.
Yeah, how much you making?
I'm making... How much am I making? Working here. I don't know. It just goes into my bank account.
Oh, so you probably live at home or something, right? You still live with your parents, mom and daddy, pay the bills?
Yeah. Oh. Actually, I live in the dorms at UNR.
Oh, yeah? You live at a dorm? Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Do you share a bathroom?
With two other people, yeah.
Oh, nice. That's nice. That's good. That's good. Do you have them sit down when they pee? So it doesn't get...
Do I sit down when I pee?
Well, just so you know, the pee doesn't get everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah, because that's the best way. All right, cool. Cool. Do you have a code for when you're going to masturbate?
I do.
What do you do? Like, I used to tie my tie, put my tie on the doorknob, and he knows, like, I'm in there, you know?
No, we use a hat.
You use a hat? You put the hat on the doorknob? Yeah. All right. You like watching the porn? Have you ever watched this? It's not gay to watch porn with a guy, right? It's kind of fun, right?
They're never there.
You drink some beer and watch porn together. You know, you don't. It's not gay. It's life. You know. Oh, you feel comfortable? Hello. You don't feel comfortable doing that? Are their roommates sleeping in the same bed or the same room? Two men, two beds. Is it two men, two beds? Say it. Motherfucker.
Carlito, I was trying to get you to ask him if he eats semen, even though he's a vegan. That he wouldn't, I typed it all over the place. I was going
to
say, like, how do you justify that? Like,
hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Yes?
You have clothes for fat people?
Yes, we do.
How fat? Like fat girls? Like fat girls?
Yes, we have extra large to 3X.
3X? Alright, so will you, how big a girl are you?
I'm not.
Well, how tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
And you weigh how much?
Like 130.
Wow. Oof. Oof. Wow. Holidays rough on you?
Okay, bye.
Were they rough? That's cool. Me too.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what else I wouldn't... Carlito, are you not, like, reading the chat or you just don't care what I'm saying?
No,
you
know what else? What chat? I got several. I got
dude,
three.
The Skype chat.
Oh,
Skype
yeah,
chat.
It doesn't... It's here's like, the thing. They don't... I said they're alive. I said that, remember?
I know, but I was going to, like, the question would be, like, hey, do you eat semen, even though you're a vegan?
Right.
Like, that was the thing, because they're alive. How do you justify killing that life? Like getting ahead, like...
Are they really alive, though? They're single-cell organisms.
They're, but, okay. But,
you know what I mean?
If you're a vegan, you don't do yogurt, you don't do fucking milk.
It's called the cum.
An animal product.
It's called the cum.
It's definitely an animal.
It's a mammal product, dude. I'm just saying.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey. I was talking earlier. You're vegan. You said right.
I'm vegan. Yes.
Do you eat cum? You know.
Do I eat cum? Yeah, I like to swallow it.
Okay, but I mean that still passes for vegan.
Yeah, I pass for vegan.
Well, where do you cross the line then? Where's the line drawn?
For vegan?
Yeah, like what do you consider life?
What do you mean? What do I consider life?
Well, I mean you're eating the cum, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, at what point is something considered that you can't eat it? Do you eat fish? You're not pescatarian, right?
No.
All right. What about kelp?
I'm sorry, wait, hold up. What?
What about yogurt?
Yogurt, no.
All right, because there's life. Is that why? Because there's life in it?
No, because it comes from an animal.
Yeah, all right, well, all right. What if it was a vegan yogurt?
But cum comes from an animal. Humans are animals.
Yeah, that's right.
Cum what do you mean?
Would eating an abortion be okay?
Yeah, how many... the first trimester, second, third, when do you consider it that you can't eat it? Abortion, afterbirth.
Because the semen, half of a baby is okay for you to eat. and kill.
Yeah.
If those would have stayed inside that man, they'd still be alive.
True.
Would you eat a sea sponge?
No.
Okay. Like, even if, like, I just cooked it up, it was, like, amazing-tasting sea sponge. That's too alive for you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't think a sponge is much more an animal than some kale.
Yeah. What about, do you eat ketchup, regular ketchup?
No, I don't. I hate ketchup.
All right, but, I mean, what about tomato sauce?
What if it was mixed with semen?
Yeah, a processed tomato sauce. A processed tomato-based sauce is going to have bugs in it because of the processing of the tomatoes that have bugs in them.
Any processed food will.
Yeah. Really, any wheat, I think Americans on average eat XXX amount of, bugs a year that we don't even know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, I know. We'll never know, right? We'll never know. We have to wash ourselves of that,
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do? Do you, like, cut yourself? I cut myself sometimes because of that.
You cut yourself?
Yeah, because I think that's a transfer. Like, I let it drip onto the earth, onto the ground. Usually at a park or something, or underneath a tree behind my house. I cut myself.
Oh, no.
Because it's returning it, It's returning it. Just for the bugs, I stepped on an accident, and, like, there was a spider on my windshield, and I was already driving, and I looked, and I noticed the spider was trying to crawl, and then I went to help him out, and I kind of put my hand out, and I pushed him up, and he squished. Yeah, but
one time I accidentally smacked a fly, not accidentally, a fly, but then I felt bad.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks, right? I mean, we try, but, it's everywhere. They just keep advertising it at us all day. Life here, life there, there's all this living stuff.
How would you feel if a doctor gave you antibiotics that would kill all your biome in your digestive tract? That'd kill, like, a lot of things.
Yeah.
So
there you go. Wait, if you take antibiotics, yeah. What about that?
Did you say how it would feel about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like killing all those, like, that's a whole ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Oh, shit. What about...
Lungs, life small enough. It's like semen or single cell.
What if you got a waterborne tapeworm that wasn't your fault, and it was living inside of you, eating you from the inside? Would you?
Vegan is not eating animals, so I'm not eating it. It's just gonna die.
So you'll kill animals, but you just won't eat them.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you don't care about the bug thing then, other than what you get in the ketchup and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or
as
main.
Long as I'm healthy, I'm fine with it.
Okay, all right, good. Hey, what you got? How big a boy are you?
How big a boy am I?
Yeah.
I'm 6'3".
Oh, nice.
And I weigh 150.
You could lose a little bit, though, right?
Yeah, little on the stomach.
Yeah, were the holidays a little rough on you there, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, these abs can use a little working on.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah, just pull up your shirt for me real quick. Let me see.
Lift up my shirt?
Yeah,
just lift it up.
Oh, wow, nice, very nice. Matt, you like that?
Do you like it?
I do.
Yeah, Matt's going to trace his finger on your abs right now.
Thank you.
Don't be alarmed. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. I'm rubbing your hair right now.
I just like that semen is not alive.
I know. You want to eat some semen? I'm unzipping my pants right now.
I don't know how it makes life that if it's not alive.
Would you eat female eggs?
Would I eat female eggs?
Ovum? Human caviar?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, do we have any... Matt, anything else for him?
No. This like, he's a strange bird.
You're a nice guy. So you're a homosexual. I mean, it's cool. I like... gays are cool. You are, right?
They are, but he definitely is not cool.
No, he's
this guy's
cool.
a dick neck.
You think he's a dick neck? No, he's answering
nothing
all your questions.
Likeable about this guy.
He's answering all your questions. Are you guys not busy? I heard you guys, your stock's in the chitter in the toilet.
No,
right
we're
now.
Not busy. We only have like one customer the whole day.
Oh my, really? Yeah. Like, you guys, and then who do you think is going to go first? Sears, JCPenney, or your guys?
We're actually not going out of business, but I think Sears.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but who goes to Sears anymore?
You've been talking about Sears all night. Yeah, like, yeah. I can only think about, like, going there with my grandpa working on his car or something. Like, I rocked work shirts, I did Sears sometimes.
Yeah.
Used
to be the place to play video games. You know, like, the demo machine was there. You could buy them there. You know, Sears used to be a happening place, you know? But now, fuck that. You know, you'd be able to buy a TV at Sears. Yeah, you're old, though. How about you? You were born in the 90s, probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, fuck.
Yeah, we're fucking creepy old men,
from
dude.
The 70s, yeah. So, yeah. We used to, like, yeah. You have to go to Sears to get shit done. Get your car fixed. Mm-hmm. You went to Sears or Kmart.
Which yeah, same, that's what I'm saying.
And they're both the same company now. And they're both in the toilet.
Yeah. My grandpa is, like, always just fucking take the car to Sears. That's what you did.
Yeah. Yeah, Sears' only hope now is to sell their real estate. They just have good real estate assets. That's all they got. That, they sold Land's End with clothing, which was like real, the only clothing that they had there that was selling. They sold that shit off. Their car repair stuff is some profitable. All they have, all that's profitable right now is the home repair warranty shit. That's all they make a profit on. That, and that's it.
It's because the reason you make money on warranties is it's a fucking racket, you know?
Yeah. They bought Sears. It's like stupid, you know, buying stupider.
You didn't know your information.
What's that? Huh?
I said, you guys know your information really good.
Oh, I know all about Sears Kmart. I know about JCPenney, too. They had this fucking whack-nut CEO that took over there, and he was like, we're getting rid of all registers. They're all going to be electronic. And they're like, why? I'm like, I don't care. And like, okay, and then, yeah, they fucking...
Of all the places that need the most modern technology, yeah. I think JCPenney.
Yeah. But it sucks, because I'm a big guy. You know, I'm joking around with you, you're a big guy, but I'm a big fat fuck, so it's Matt. No offense, Matt. But, yeah, you know, they have big and tall section there. Sears doesn't have shit big and tall, but JCPenney, you can go and get some...
I got an Arnold Palmer, like, fat guy golf shirt back in the 90s at Sears that I rocked forever. It was this ugly brown Arnold Palmer golf shirt that was quite big.
Oh, cool. So. Cool. Do you go to JCPenney at all?
No, I don't.
No? Well, okay, so what do you go to? Cheesecake Factory and shit?
Ooh, I heard that on the Big Bang Theory. Yeah. No.
So what are you? I mean, what do you? Where do you go? So you're the reason why sit like Sears and stuff. What do you buy everything on Amazon? Where do you buy your clothing? You don't get that shit, do you?
I don't shop at.
It sucks, right?
I shop at Tilly's, Macy's, and American Eagle, Hollister.
Okay, Macy's is in the toilet too. You need to be going there more often, cause fuck. Yeah. You get anything?
I like to visit them once in a while.
Where you get your shoes at? Foot Locker and shit, or where?
No, Macy's, actually.
You get your shoes at Macy's? Do you buy clothing online at all?
Yeah, Hollister.
Oh, all right. And you...
You should go to lefttrackmat.spreadshirt.com and buy some of my shirts, buddy.
Where do you meet guys at? Do you use, like, Tinder or Grindr or, like, Yahoo Personals? What's cool now? What do you?
I love Tinder and I love Grindr.
Wow, yeah, you get a lot of dick there. I mean, is it happening?
I'm sorry.
Is it easy to get the D if you want, or a little fanny?
Not really.
No, it's not. Oh, well, you're a big guy. That's why.
But I mean, I have my go-to guys.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, when I was a young guy your age, I had go-to girls. You know, You know, and you ever try that glory hole shit? You know, you ever get like that? Like, oh, I need to get, you know.
I haven't, but I want to try it.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Is there, you know, Sears might have a glory hole. Have you ever checked it out?
I might end up going to Sears then.
Yeah, I heard that they have a pretty happening glory hole at Sears. Maybe go
there. Will you be attending this glory hole?
I could. Matt, you want to go?
I do want to go.
Matt, you there? Matt, glory hole?
Let me check Tiny. No, Matt's gone. He's probably going for a beer or a piss or something.
Right.
Or
all
both.
Right. Do you want some uncut British cock? Uncut British cock?
I'm English. I weigh 120 pounds.
He's got long hair like a girl. Long hair. Back of his waist. Beautiful hair.
I'm 5'10". I weigh 120 pounds. And I got long, beautiful hair. Hi.
That sounds attractive.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So you want Augusta to come by or, you know?
Yeah, you guys can come by right now, and
you gotta do all of us though. You can't just do
you into one of these shirts.
It won't fit, but I mean, like I said, my buddy, he's from the UK. He's thin, yeah. Slender, you know. Are you top or bottom or verse?
I'm verse.
You're versatile? Oh, wow, cool.
I like top and bottom.
Are you cut, uncut? What you packing there? What kind of root you got?
It's 7 inches. It's average.
That's
but
good.
I am uncut.
All right.
No cut, sorry.
All right, and you're...
I forgot the difference.
Sounds like you're mulatto.
Mulatto?
Yeah, what are you? You're Latino, mulatto, like? You bear, you cub?
Oh, no, I'm American.
Oh, are you cub or bear? What are you,
I like to think about myself as a twink.
Oh my god, you're still talking to cute little sugar britches.
Yeah,
he's how you doing, dude?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, Matt's back. Hey, he wants us to, he's actually horny. He wants to maybe hook up. He's a twink, he's five.
I'm Latino, but I identify myself as an American because, I mean, I was born here. And
hell yeah.
Really know Spanish.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Are you white Hispanic or what are you? Mestizo?
I'm white Hispanic, yeah.
Mestizo?
I look more like a Hispanic, but my dad's American.
Oh, okay. So then you're 50-50. You're like Obama saying that he's black. He's not really that. Not a black, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about the election and everything? Were you pretty bummed out? You probably were, right? You sound like you were.
No, not really bummed out.
Did you get involved in the process at all?
I did vote.
Oh,
vote? I say voting's for squares.
That's what he says. But he lives off the government. And he complains, oh, they're cutting our shit off.
I do.
Yeah, see?
I do.
Yeah.
And I'm a very hypocritical man.
Yeah, we have a pic of him getting his dick sucked by a girl who has blood on her face, like real blood. You want to make us text that to you? Really?
It's a nice old picture.
Yeah.
It's been around for years.
You see Shaft, you can't see the head.
It's not a flattering, but like I said, it's very classic.
Like it. Who gave you an idea what he's getting into? Yeah.
It was a Yale night.
Yeah. Do you want that or no? Hello?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Did you want us to Snapchat you
Matt's
or text you a picture, a gay picture?
My Snapchat is...
We'll get that out to you. Yeah, it's a dick. You know, pick.
Hey, I don't have a Snapchat.
These we'll get one. We'll use the
my Instagram is LaughTrackMatt. If you'd like to ever check it out, you're welcome, buddy.
Let me write it down real quick, okay?
All right, hurry up, honey. Go ahead, honey. All right.
LaughTrackMatt.
Okay, I will.
All right. We'll let you go. You got to work, man. Hey, it was good talking to you. Have fun. All right?
For sure, it was fun.
Yeah, well, you got to work. All right, buddy. I don't want you to get in trouble. All right, God bless you. All right, All right, bye. Bye.
God bless you.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Bye. Cheers,
bye. Bye. Shut up. Bye. All right, cool. That was good. That was nice. That was, I don't know what that was about. Call it edit that.
It was about.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope that fucking blew his mind a little bit.
You see, like we're dead in here, and fuck it. I want someone to talk to. I was like, I'm in a hole. And
well, dude, I'm still thinking about you're vegan, yet you happily talk about consuming living creatures, the only one.
What, you mean semen?
Semen,
that's,
yeah.
That's not
like,
alive.
It makes a baby. Like, dude, it causes so much
controversy. It's half of the DNA that completes a life, dude.
It still swims. Whatever. He wouldn't need a thing of, like, any paramecium's, like, swarming.
Whatever. Are you one of those pro-lifers now, man? What the fuck happened to you?
No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Oh, life starts in the nutsack.
Oh, no. I was trying to catch him in this dumbness.
Don't masturbate. That's murder. Hello?
Jesus Christ.
That's you.
No, I most certainly am not. I would, if I ever got caught in the trick bag, I'd be sure to get rid of it.
10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh my God.
105, we're still going up. Bam, bam. Justin, I wish they let me turn cameras on in the store, because they have some pretty neat glass pieces in there, dude.
Your response was not understood.
I don't know what
their
responses
are.
Hey, you should do a show after I get off here in a bit.
I'm not going to do a show. My mom's was just saying, she's like, I got to go to sleep. Or go to work, really. She's got to go to work at 7 in the morning.
We are due for a party time, though, so I'm thinking
tomorrow, dude. I know, like, I was talking about this. I was saying, like, I'm cool, like, like being a guest on the show or watching movies, but like I don't like hosting the show unless I can scream like crazy. Like you can only do that during the day.
Okay. You know? Screaming "Hey, lady!" and shit like that.
Just whatever. Yeah. But I'm downloading that movie right now. Are you not gonna want to watch that?
Yeah, I will. I gotta go off air, but I can watch it. You know, I'm
down. Oh yeah.
I gotta eat.
Okay. This is gonna be a thing. I've still got 26 minutes downloading on it, and then I'm gonna have to convert it, and I don't know how long that takes.
Whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a.
Hey, honey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Do you have clothes for fat people? Whoa. No love, Dan. I'm out of steam. I'm out of ideas. I don't know. Unless you have a bright idea.
No. Does that actually got anything? Go on. Talk to any hotels?
Ashtrays?
Ashtrays at a hotel? Let's find a hotel. You got it, buddy. We'll call a casino. All right, how about that? Yeah. We'll be in the casino. Yeah, we'll all be having a good time. All right, let's look for the hotel.
I still can't believe Justin smokes regular Newports. I've never seen them in my life. I've never seen non-menthol Newports. I didn't know they exist.
Yeah, they're red. The thing is red.
Yeah, he smokes them.
Yeah.
They gotta be some garbage cigarettes.
I don't know. I just did Newports because, you know, the people I hung out with smoked Newports because you could be coming around with no camels around them and shit.
It's like, you know, who I noticed is Newport people is, well, A, minorities, and two, like, drug people.
Drug people?
Are they the cheapest?
Yeah. It seems like a lot of maybe are just like grimy.
Just grimy motherfuckers just smoking Newports, yeah.
Yeah, just do a bump and smoke a Newport.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that Newports are really fashionable when you were doing coke, like you know.
Yeah, it's like kind of, that's what I'm saying, like those.
Yeah.
Or it's just maybe those type of cats.
Like chocolate, like chocolate cake and a cigarette and coffee after dinner, yeah. I don't know.
What?
That's a thing, too. Quiet. This is a casino, a hotel. Yeah.
Hey. We're there right now.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even say hello.
Hello?
they just put us on inside the casino.
Oh, no. I got the sound effects going, so it sounds like we're in the casino.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I thought it was the place.
Has Bob Vance been assaulted, or is he doing some kind of makeup effect? I don't know. I'm concerned.
All right, listen. We're calling the casino. Shh. It's Zach's call.
Thank you for calling the your house full of friends.
Ooh.
Can you smoke inside?
Please dial it now.
You probably can in Vegas.
Well, club card, please press 2.
You know, so that might not work.
Okay.
For guest services, press 2.
Two.
For security.
Security, that's where we're going
to
get
to. Cannot be transferred to this number. Check the number and try again.
I had 2.
Thank you for calling.
You cannot be transferred to this number. You cannot be transferred to this number.
Uh-huh.
You cannot be transferred to this number.
Okay.
You cannot be transferred.
I can't be transferred to any number.
You cannot be transferred. You cannot be transferred to...
Hey, Bob Vance, what exactly are you doing out there, dude?
Whatever.
I'm very curious. I really want to know what he's doing. Is that what he's doing? Really? He's chocolate. Is Bob Vance in there putting chocolate all over his face?
Chocolate on his face? Is that because you said chocolate face?
I don't know. Let's see, black... Hey, I would tell everyone to go to tinychat.com/FrankCallNation, and I believe Bob is. Oh, it's Vas. Why is he Vaseline-ing up his face? And why would you like?
This is a great night. This is Morgan. How may I direct your call?
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling from. I'm in the hotel right now. Hello. Hello. Yeah, they had a question about the rooms. I need ashtrays, motherfucker.
Oh, let me connect to. Are you staying in a room?
Yeah, God damn it, I am.
Let me connect you to guest services.
Hurry up. That's what I wanted. He's actually there, damn it.
Yeah, but they'll just say yes. Yes, you can have an ashtray. What's your room number?
So you don't want to do an ashtray?
Well, it's not going to work. So somewhere you're allowed. Hey!
Hello?
Hey, we're having a little party up in the room. We're allowed to smoke in this room, right? Yeah? Smoke.
Sir, I don't even know what room you're in. What room are you talking about?
I don't know, we just need some ashtrays up here, you know, there's people, the ash is going all over the floor.
But I need to know what room you're in.
We're down by the gambling tables now. Can you hear them in the background?
Sir, I need to know what room number you're in.
Wait, they got 4 digits in this motherfucker? Four digit room numbers?
What's up, he's gone. He didn't like it.
Yeah, like, I'm saying.
They start asking for room number.
You need, well, like, that only works.
Okay, I called it. I knew exactly.
Some, you know what I think? I think the type of hotels you need to get is, like a little nicer. Not like a Motel 8 or whatever, but like a little, like, some kind of courtyardy, sweetie.
Not the Lenox garbage hotel. Yeah.
Our Lenox is super nice, I think, actually.
Thank you for calling.
Hey!
Hello?
Hey, casino! Yeah, we're on the casino. Hey.
Hello?
I'm in the casino. I'm here in the casino.
Okay.
Oh, hey. So I need to ask you if I can get some help. I kind of made a mess over here in the casino floor.
Okay.
I took my pants down and somebody pooped over here in between some of the machines. Oh.
I took my pants down and something.
Is that Clay?
I should be ordering food.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I pooped on the floor.
If you're really going to go that way, then I'm just going to stay on the phone with you.
You're going to what?
Wait.
I'm not going to stay on the phone with you.
But I pooped on the floor. I need help. I pooped myself.
Get your hands down there and take
no,
care of
no,
it.
No, you people need to come here and pick it up.
Nope, we don't do that.
Get fucking over here, damn it.
Who is this?
I'm on the casino floor, and you need to bring fucking shit over here to clean this shit up. I need a new pair of pants. I'm a guest. I need to be served over here. I demand service.
Who is this?
This is Eddie, motherfucker.
Who?
Eddie. Big Eddie. They call me Cousin Eddie. I'm over here playing, and I need to get a service. I need a new pair of pants because I shit in my pants over here.
Why are you calling the hotel?
Because I'm staying at the hotel. I need you guys to bring a pair of pants because I took it.
We don't do that.
I shit my pants here in the casino.
That's not my problem.
I need help. You need to help me. I had some lobster. It was bad. This guy was like, oh, I got lobster. Just came off the boat. You need to have it.
You're occupying some valuable time here. What can I do for you?
I need to get those fucking shit fixed out of here, man. I need a pair of pants, please.
You're going to have to go to your room and get a pair of pants.
But come on. Is there a Target somewhere you can go pick them up?
Sir,
I'll give
I'm
you. I'll give you.
On you now.
No, please. Listen, I have a solution. Are you there? You go to my room. You get a pair of pants. You bring them here to me, and I'll give you a tip. I'm sorry. I've been drinking. I'm sorry. Hello.
Sir.
Yeah, I've been drinking. I'm sorry, but you get a
You're
pair.
You're gonna need to handle this on your own.
Please help me. Give me a pair of my pair of pants from my
room. I do not do room service and get you pairs of pants.
But you have room service. Please help me. I'm here. I shit myself really bad. There's water. It's like water. You're just going to get shit water all over the casino floor the entire walk all the way up to the elevators. That's what you want.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to handle this on your own.
Please.
I'll have security escort you.
Hurry up. Tell them to hurry the fuck up. Oh. Security's coming, guys. Security machine.
So I'm loving it. So good. You know what? I'm about to order myself pizza puff, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Chicago ones. They're nothing like the ones we got here. Yeah.
Let's see. How much should I tip this guy? 97 cents or up to $1.94?
Man, you're a cheap tipper. It comes in.
Well, dude, like online, it just does like a percentage because I'm ordering like $9 worth of shit. So 15% or 5. Yay.
We're all like, yeah, we're winning. Well,
sir?
We're winning. We're winning.
I'd like you to stand up, hold your hand up, and wave your hands over your head.
Over here, over here. Over here. Hey. Over here.
Whereabouts are you in the casino?
Motherfucker. Motherfucker, you. Motherfucker.
That was last straw. Ah, it's so good. You're so stupid. Damn. Pizza puff on the way. This is how you get it done, Chicago. Get a goddamn pizza puff.
Nice. So it's like a fried stromboli. Or a fried pit.
Kindly, you'll see it. I mean, it's just, it's kind of garbage.
It's garbage.
I don't know. I say that, but I'm just going to eat it without any rings.
I know they're scrambling security right now trying to fuck me on the fucking system.
I know. Okay, that's so important. Bob Vance making a goddamn plaster mask is so neat. I'm like getting creeped out. I like don't want him to close up his breathing holes.
Thank you for calling Hotel and Casino.
Yeah, hi.
This is Terry. Would you hold, please?
Did you get those pants for me yet? Oh,
sorry, this poor lady is all.
All right, let's call a different casino while we wait.
You're a casino.
Your face is a casino. Say that shit over all the time. Your face.
Your
face. That's your mom back there.
I just get it.
Let me help you.
Yeah, hey, look, I need help. I took a shit in my pants. I shit my pants. I've been drinking. We've been winning. Like, motherfuckers here. You know?
What the heck are you talking about? Who do you want to talk to?
I pooped my pants. I need help. I'm on the casino floor.
Get security for you.
Yeah, get them over. Those motherfuckers over here. They need to get a pair of pants from my room.
Security.
Yeah, I need a pair of pants brought from my room down here. Someone pooped my pants. Well, I went to the restaurant. The guy knows me. He's like, "Oh, I just got these lobsters. You gotta have some, you know, on the house." And I had them. And I'll tell you what, I started walking here casino, and I shit myself really bad. It's like water coming down the legs and everything, down to my shoe. My shoe's soaked with shit. It's water. It's like water. Where are you, boy? Come on, speak up. I'm on the casino floor machine. I'm in front of the machine.
What machine is that?
The one with the lights. It goes, woo, boom, 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 boom. You hear it? Hello?
Anything else I can help you, man?
Yeah, I need help, man. I shit myself. I need to get a pair of my pants from the hotel room. Right down to me here, please.
Yeah, what room are you in?
I don't know. Can you look me up?
What's your last name?
Horse?
And your first name?
Eddie.
You said your last name is Horse?
Yeah.
And when's your birthday?
I don't want to tell you. I don't like your attitude.
Not much I can do for you unless I can...
Can you come here? From, like, do you have a pair of XL pants or something?
I don't even know where you're at.
Well, can you just come out? I'm over here, man. I'm by the machine. You come over here, just bring a pair of XL shorts or something so I get up to my room and clean myself up. I need, like, a couple of towels from the hotel, a couple of hotel towels, and a pair of XL, extra large, 1X, 1X, you know? Hello?
Have a nice day, Eddie.
Oh, bye.
Beep.
Ma'am, are you there? Ma'am? Hello? My other hotel has me on hold.
Still?
Wow. Yeah.
It's a long time. Does it not have any little music? No little la-dee-da?
No, there's a little one that's hard to hear. They're really low. These hotels are all really low. I'll keep them on. You probably heard some of that.
La la la. La 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 la.
Alright, let's call them. Mm-hmm. Call the motel down the street. See if they'll bring me a pair of pants with a shoe. I've done this idea before. It's funny though.
Okay.
I like it, alright? So what? If I recycle ideas. I do that a lot. So what? Mm-hmm. It's my house. I do what I want.
You want to talk? You want to talk to me about recycle ideas? You know what the fuck is party time?
You're right.
Oh, one up.
For directions to the motel, please press 1. For reservations, please press 2. For the front desk, please press 3. Or hold on the line.
Thank you for calling. This is Ashley. Can you please hold?
How long you think it's gonna be? Hello.
Can you please hold?
Will it be long? You think?
To hold?
Yeah, you think it'll be a long time?
No, I'm busy, but I'll get right back to you.
Oh, all right, honey. All right, we'll wait here. Thanks, babe. All right, everyone, let's just wait and listen to the casino.
These marijuanas are really soft, Calvito.
They're soft. Hot. They're not working for
you? What do you mean soft?
Are they sticky or soft? What are you trying to say?
They're soft. They're like crumbly. Crumbly, like it's crumbling apart.
I imagine the...
Like,
the cannabis you guys get in the UK is pretty shitty.
I imagine that as well.
It's not very sunny, yeah. Tropical there, even during the summer.
Well, I mean,
they're grown indoors.
Yeah, yeah.
With the hydro. Well, Amsterdam has some dank shit, and they're frozen.
Yeah, yeah. But
UK is a net exporter of marijuana.
They're an exporter, like really.
Look at goddamn Bob Vance going. Everybody go to tinychat.com/prankcallnation and look at Bob Vance putting on a crazy plaster mask.
Plaster mask? Is he taking a living mask of himself?
I think so. I don't know why he's doing it, man. He didn't say. But he was like Vaseline himself up. He's rocking out.
Fucking wait. I'll call a third place here. Let's see. That leads from. Mm-hmm. Let me hang up on the first one and call him back.
I ordered myself pizza puff. Did I already say that? Not earrings?
Yeah, you did, but I understand. It's exciting. Big fucking
thing. It is. Every now and again, you get up to piss and you're like,
Hello? Oh.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Yeah, hey, I'm here at the casino. Hello?
Who?
I'm at the casino.
Oh,
yeah, it's because we fucking, I kind of pooped my pants. Hello? Oh, man, come on.
What a cunt.
And the other one hung up, too. Finally, the first lady hung up.
Let's all do a nice picture taking. Tiny chat picture.
Yeah, I'm a guest there at the hotel.
Yes?
Yeah, and I'm at the casino, the one casino here that's close, you know? Hello?
I'm sorry?
I'm staying at the inn, but I'm at the hotel, the casino here that's really close, you know? I stay at the casino that's very close to it, you know?
Okay, so right now, you know, you're calling, I'm
a... Oh, fucking... Alright, so... Can you help me? I shit my pants really bad. Can you?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Send me like a pair. How'd I get the wrong one? Shit balls.
Oh, abort.
Yeah. Wrong one. Damn, I thought it was.
Days you're in.
Try it again.
Bam, in your face, like a can of mayonnaise. And when it rains, it pours. Ooh, I get the movie down in 3 minutes, and then I'll try converting it to stupid FLV that all the listeners bitch about. Everybody makes something on this Cinetop site, and if you can tell me how to convert it the other way better.
Judy speaking.
Hey, Judy, I'm staying at the hotel. Motel?
Okay, can you hold on just a second? I'm, you know, with a guest, okay?
What are they doing? What are they doing? Hello? Fuck. Alright, I'll call a station right back. She's too busy, guys.
Is Bob taking off the mask? I'm curious. I can't take pictures. It keeps saying, like, can't take stem shot. Oh, there it is.
How can I help you?
Yeah, hey.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, I'm at the casino right now.
Okay.
All right, and I pooped my pants. Do you think someone there could maybe run me from my room a pair of pants? Or bring me a pair of pants? Hello? Hello, please? Alright, that was a fucking gas station anyway. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm digging the mask, Bob. That's dope, dude.
Good mask, Bob. Good mask.
That was super quick, too, man. Yet. I could make some of those, but it's like creepy and neat. I've never done that. Oh, D-Thighs is gonna sing rappy. Okay. I'm hungry as fuck for this pizza puff, man.
It's coming, don't worry, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I'm in the casino now. Yay! Yeah, I'm coming. I wanna have food. I wanna pick it up and bring it to my hotel and eat it. In my underwear. Okay. I want to eat it in my underwear. I've been drinking.
All right, good to know.
Oh, yeah. You sound hot.
Dude,
cross that line. I had to cross that line.
I wonder, like, working there, like how weird it is always dealing with drunk people.
Yeah. Why was she that way to cross that line? I'm sorry, lady.
Yeah. I'm sure they got, like, because they hear that kind of shit all the time, yeah. You know?
You can call
like,
back.
I think.
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry. I was Hey, Josh, I was disrespectful to the girl.
So, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm in the casino. Yeah, I need to.
What's going on?
I need to put an order. Yeah, I've been drinking.
Okay,
I'm here at
the
casino.
Come into the store and you can place an order.
We had a big jack. Hey, motherfucker! I want
to
put it in the phone.
Come to the store.
Asshole. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, bring that girl in front of me. I'll fuck her.
I bet you won't.
Yeah, motherfucker. I'll punch you. And fuck you too, motherfucker.
You won't.
I'll bet you won't.
And I like that. I bet you won't. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got the movie downloaded and I'm gonna try to convert it to stupid FLV.
Just convert it up your ass. To ASS.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Right in my face, huh? Yeah. You don't give a fuck. Like, put that shit. What is that? Any video. Okay, any video converter.
It ain't gonna answer anymore. You right there, buddy? Your sticky marijuana?
Smoking some of that reefers.
That sticky shit? Soft, soft, man. Is what he said. Soft.
Soft, soft.
Soft, soft. Here's the last one. I don't know if they'll even answer. We'll try. Wow. Salvage yard? Nah, they ain't gonna answer. Tacos, let's do it. Fuck yeah.
I don't know. Do I not have this converter anymore? Do I not have anything that converts to FLV? God damn it. Does anybody out there got advice for a good FLV converter? Right quick. That means.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to make an order.
Okay.
Yeah, are there Mexicans going to be making my food?
No, there's two Mexicans.
Is two Mexicans there?
No.
Oh, because that's disgusting, you know?
Yeah, they're different restaurants.
Where are you people from?
What?
Are you from India? Where are you from?
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to know what kind of people, I don't want dirty people making my food, you know? I want it to be good people. Are you Latino?
I got tacos. quesadillas.
Are you Mexico, Latino? What are you?
No. This time, American, I'm Mexican.
So it's American? You're not American, though. What are you? I'm trying to ask you what you are, motherfucker. You know? I'm asking you what you are, motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying to you?
I understand.
I want to know what you are, motherfucker, you? Whatever. Okay. I gotta go. I hear my wife stomping around out there. You know?
Cool.
She's like, oh.
I'm downloading whatever this FFmpeg gag is. We're going to try it out.
Oh, yeah. Try it.
I want... if you want to... Zax, you want to start just broadcast us bullshit?
Yeah, we'll do shoot the shit, motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All so... Right. Turn it off and then we'll turn it back on. I don't think I'm gonna know how to work this. All right,
cool. Well, thanks for being on, guys. Cool. I appreciate
hey,
it.
Hey, thanks
right.
for having me.
Yeah, go ahead, go get ready to get on. You're gonna be going on right now. Yeah, motherfucker.
I have no idea what to click.
Oh, you do. All right, I gotta go. Bye. All right, that's Matt and Zach. They're gonna be going on in a moment. I want to thank him as well as Evil Artie who joined. Parkman sent in numbers. Want to thank the internet for providing numbers and providing audio for us tonight. Yeah. Next show is not scheduled. I have no idea. I don't know. Get them while you can. I gotta go. More podcasts coming out too. And watch the YouTube Madhouse Radio on YouTube for prank calls of the week. They've been hitting up. Thanks to the dude who's been helping me out with those. I appreciate it. Alright. Smell you later. Bye.